across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Evening, dear listener. Something different for you this evening. We're going to need a lot of phone calls because we've got a lot to talk about. First hour of the show, it's a Brexit special. We've got people from both sides of the debate and we'll be asking, are you in or are you out? The second hour of the show, we will have the latest update on the Madeleine McCann story. And the third hour, we'll lighten things a little bit by talking about England's chances in Euro 2016. Call in now, 0844 499 1000.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a man so fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo, but somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I'd take my chances. I'd die for living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building. I might roll a brand new car. 'Cause I'm the unknown stuntman. Such a star. I've never spent much time in school, but I taught ladies plenty. It's true, I hire my body out for pay. Hey, hey, I've gotten burned over Cheryl Teagues, blown up for Raquel Welch. But when I wind up in the hay, it's only hay. An open drawbridge or Tarzan from a vine. 'Cause I'm the unknown stuntman that makes Eastwood look so fine.
So here's the thing, right? This is Ian Lee. This is Catherine is over there.
Hiya.
Several things. First of all, the desk is still broken on the studio. And I was furious yesterday. The point I never got to make was I think I broke the desk. Here's the confession, guys. I think I broke the desk. Let me ask you a technical question, Catherine.
Yeah.
Electrical desks, if tea is poured on them, is that a, does that make them better?
It's bad.
That's a bad thing.
It's bad.
Oh, I probably broke it then.
But how... Oh, God. How much?
Well, I mean, only two cups.
Oh.
No, I didn't. It was a few drops. A few drops of cold, dead tea. Dead tea. And it yes, it washed up. Hang on a second. When that happens in Weird Science, Kelly LeBrock comes out in her pants smuggling peanuts.
Only if you've got a bra on your head.
Yeah. Oh, I deleted someone's... someone sent me the sheep dick
what?
Clip. I deleted it. Can someone please... I had to delete my emails because I got rid of... I had. I wonder if it's in here. Hang on. Hang on a minute. It's a good clip. Sheep. Dick. No, I haven't got it. So if someone could send it again. Sorry, guys. I apologise for that. That's the way these things go. So, what expensive... This is the phone here tonight. 0844 499 1000. We will call you back. What expensive equipment have you broken at your brand new place of employ? That's the phone in this evening. And here's the thing. Are you man enough to admit it on air? Like what I just done. Like what? Although saying that, the desk worked for Paul Ross.
Yeah.
And whoever does the mirror show to this, that fellow with the deep voice. And it worked for Jake Yap.
Yeah, I don't think it was you.
So maybe it wasn't me. So maybe I'm a patsy. Maybe I'm not Ricky Valentine. Rudolf Nureyev. No, not Ruby Wax. Jack Ruby Wax. Maybe I'm Jack Ruby Wax. I'm a patsy. So it wasn't... So hang on. I poured tea on it, and I cleared at least 80% of it up that I could see, and then it doesn't break for, what, like another 16 hours. And you think, I broke it, kiss it, kiss that, and kiss that. I didn't break nothing. You're not taking me alive, copper. None of you will. I'm taking you all down, and then I'm going down myself. 0844 499 1000. So, I went and saw... We're not really doing those things, by the way. I went and saw a movie today that I didn't think I would like.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I loved it. I loved it. Even though I'm watching it, and I'm thinking this is a very... Well, not even so... Not so subtle. Quite an overt political message. It was definitely pro-Brexit. It was... Definitely pro-Trump in a lot of the values it was issuing. It was quite horrific, right? Basically, it was about a group of islanders who are invaded, right, by another some people from another island, right? And initially, it starts off, right, the islanders are happy on their own. They're ignorant, but they're happy. You know, their lives are simple. They live the lives of simple folk and they do simple things. And it's peaceful, happy, but ignorant.
Right. Right?
That's the key. Then some people come from another island, right? And with them, first of all, there's fear from the original islanders. Fear.
They look different, don't they?
They look very different. You look very different indeed. But with them, they bring knowledge. They bring knowledge of great scientific feats. They are, I mean, they are years ahead in their technological advancement. And the wary folk, initially wary folk, gradually warm to these strange, foreign, exotic folk. And they take them in under their wing. And... they enjoy the company of these foreigners, eating their foreign food, indulging in their foreign traditions and strange entertainments. And they embrace it. They embrace it until the foreigners steal the children of the original folk, transport them away to eat them. To eat them. And then the original folk have no choice but
to... They've got to draw a line now.
They've got to draw a line. The line has been crossed. So they have no choice whatsoever apart from to go and fight. They don't want to fight. It's not in their nature to fight. But they go and fight. And using the technology... that the infiltrators have brought in, they managed to create wonderful, wonderful weapons, if a weapon could be seen to be wonderful. And they go and declare war. They rescue the children. Mm. They bring them back home.
Some of them make the ultimate sacrifice, though, don't they?
No.
Oh.
There are no ultimate sacrifices in this. They go back home with their children, and they then follow an idea of isolationism. They don't want foreigners getting involved anymore. And they teach the children to hate. They've not had hate on the island before. They teach the children to hate and resent and be fearful of foreigners. Right? Now, this film, some of you may have seen it already, the Angry Birds movie. It's the Angry Birds movie. Now, I... took my children to see this. It doesn't say anywhere in the literature, the posters, or the reviews, that this is a deeply charged movie filled with hatred and contempt. Yeah. All right, if I'm an American, so it's the birds are on the island and the pigs come over. Mm. Right? The pigs, I mean, God, what is this, Animal Farm? We get it. We get it, pigs, all right, we don't like pigs. The lowest of the low. Oh, wait, 444991000, by the way. The lowest of the low. And I get it. If I'm an American, the pigs are the Mexicans, or even worse, the Muslims. Do you see? In Trump's world, the pigs and the Muslims.
Yeah,
and that's a double whammy.
You make them build the wall, you make them pay for it.
Yeah, that's a double pigs. Whammy, because, of course, Muslims can't taste the sweet, succulent... delicious taste of bacon. Another reason why we, the birds, should hate them. Now, I'm not saying I hate them. I'm just saying this is the thing.
The scenario.
So that's it. That's it from an American perspective. From a British perspective,
Well, the pigs are the Poles. Or the Turks, when they join the EU in 20 years, or even the Albanians, who are not yet part of Europe and may one day well be. And it's, you can imagine Boris Johnson being one of the birds. You can imagine. Well, Boris Johnson, of course, is the great eagle in the movie.
Shall we stop now? I'm not really allowed to.
I don't know. I'm just saying that that's what this is.
Right.
That's what this is. The whole film is an allegory of hatred. Of hatred. It's quite incredible. Do you know what I'm talking about, Alan?
Hello? Bib, bib, bib.
What?
Bib, bib, bib.
Bib, bib, bib.
Bib, 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 you said, was the first thing you said.
Sorry, I thought I was in the Boy Scouts.
Well, these things happen. Have you seen the Angry Birds movie, Alan?
No, I haven't.
Well, it's thoroughly recommended as a very thought-provoking... It's the 21st century... It's this generation's Lord of the Flies.
Michael Flatley.
No, that's Lord of the Dance.
Didn't he do a film called Lord of the Flies once?
No, he didn't do a film called Lord of the Flies. He did a spoof documentary called Lord of the Flies Undone.
A bit naughty.
Little bit raunchy, a little bit rude. Why is a zipper called a fly, Alan?
I don't know. That's a philosophical question.
Well,
let's throw it out there.
Well, it's not technically philosophical.
But we can still throw it out there.
Well,
you want to throw your fly out there?
No, Cap, let's throw it as a topic.
Oh, right.
Well, we can. I don't... I always find it a little bit lazy throwing out where does such and such a word come from and such and such a phrase come from. But we can... I mean, sure, why the hell not? We can have some of that. Why the hell not, Alan? First
why
quarter of the...
Why is a zipper called a fly?
Yeah. Thank you.
844-499-1000, we call you back.
There we go.
Your fly stories, call me now.
Your fly stories, there we go. That's it. We've widened
fly fishing?
It. Now, fly fishing is weird, right? Because the people spend a lot of time making flies on the fly, right?
Yeah.
But they don't look anything like flies.
Oh, no, it's weird.
That's the thing.
Flies are very smooth animals.
Well, they're technically not animals. But, I mean, they look like... I suppose they're supposed to look like, dragonflies. But they don't. They don't look like anything. Well, I mean, why... And why would... What fish would be stupid enough to eat, a bright yellow feather?
I don't know, but I think I know an expert who might know.
Who's that?
My mum, because she used to do some fishing in her time.
Oh, let's put her on.
No, she's a busy... Mum, what... Fish, can you be caught with dragonflies?
A dragonfly?
Yeah.
Trout?
Salmon?
Anything?
Well, your mum actually exists. There we go.
Yeah, she wants me to put her feet in bed.
Yeah, well, you do that. You going to do it now?
Yeah, I've got to do it now, so better go.
Okay.
Bye.
No, oh, and they're gone. And that's it. There we go. Thank you very much indeed. 0844-499-1000. Now's an excellent time for a break.
Late night Ian Lee. Unfiltered night talk with the original king of unconventional conversation on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The government's being taken before the European courts over water pollution. It's accused of not doing enough to keep dangerous chemicals like sheep dick clear. Robin Maynard from Friends of the Earth says the public could be at risk.
The public could be at risk of... But I enjoyed Angry Birds. The political allegories to one side. I thought it got quite bad... I hadn't read any of the reviews, but I'm sure I'd read a review of a review that said it got a bad review. I thought it was better than the rubbish... What was the
Zootropolis.
I thought it was better than that. And did we do this as a phone-in before? Did we do this? Films based on computer games?
No.
Because I know we were talked about Super Mario Brothers, the movie, and I wonder if that came from that. Well, we can do that. Films based on video games. All right, so we've got Angry Birds, Super Mario Brothers...
Wreck-It Ralph.
It's not a game. It's not based on a game.
It is, isn't it?
No, of course not. It's a made-up game for that. That game is based on Killer Gorilla. It's not a real game. So, apologies accepted. Hitman. Doom. Didn't they make it? They made a film of Doom, didn't they? Right. Now, Doom is a brilliant game, right? First-person shooter. Was it third-person shooter? I never know. First-person. And I think it starred... that's when you can't see the man, but you can see the gun, yeah? And third-person is when you can see the man and the gun, yeah?
Yeah.
Right.
I think it starred Vin Diesel or The Rock. No, it starred The Rock.
I missed it.
Are they the same man?
No.
No, I missed it. But it was the bit I saw was Pony, because when they went into battle, it then went into first person. So you just saw The Rock's gun. You didn't see The Rock. Well, that's not what I want from a movie. That's what I want from a video.
You see the whole Rock.
So we've got Angry Birds. But I thought it was a brilliant film. Mm. Me and the boys were loving it. 85 minutes long, perfect length for a film. Nothing too clever. Not too many adult jokes in there. You know, it was primarily for the kids. It was funny. There's only like four Angry Birds, and they have to go to anger management course until the pigs come along, and steal the eggs. They're going to eat the eggs, and then all the birds get angry, and they go and attack it. I thought it was brilliant. And I don't even like the Angry Birds game.
I do.
Well, Pirates of the Caribbean is based on a ride, isn't it? The Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm sure I've got this right, guys. Oh, wait, 444-499-1000. I'm sure that Pirates of the Caribbean is based on a ride at Disney World.
Isn't it the other way around?
Normally, I don't think it is for this. Oh. I'm pretty convinced. Hang on a second, I know someone I know. Jerry?
Hello?
Jerry, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Am I right? Wasn't Pirates of the Caribbean based on a ride?
I don't know. I don't know.
You're fired.
I can think of a theory for the fly.
Yeah?
Think of a theory. Well, it's only called the fly. The zipper for the down below in deep trousers.
Oh, yeah, why is it called... Why is the zipper down below called the fly?
I reckon it's a bit cheeky. There's a maggot. Release the maggot.
No, it's not.
Jerry, listen, you may have Parkinson's, sir, but I can still give you a right good thrashing and tell you off for talking of maggots. Listen, don't come here, Jerry. Playing the disability card with me, buddy. All right, buddy.
Blue badge.
Yeah. I'll get your blue badge and shove it right up your back. I'll get your blue badge and shove it right up your backside.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Oh. Sorry, I found a clip of you on the internet.
Oh, we found a clip of me on the internet. How did that get there? Damn you, internet.
Interviewing the writer of Elite, I think. Elite.
Oh yeah. Now what?
Years ago.
Was it David Braben?
I remember, you looked at Jung. But you're the youngest.
I don't remember interviewing the guy that wrote Elite.
It might have been one of them games. He's in his bedroom.
It was... Oh, no. That was Matthew Smith.
Manic Miner.
He wrote Manic Miner and Jet Set Willy. And it wasn't really his bedroom. We faked it. But Matthew Smith, right, he's brilliant. I guess he wrote Manic Miner, I'm guessing, about 1983, right? Yeah. And he wrote it on... his first computer was a TRS-80, right, which was like an American copy of The Dragon. And every time his mum boiled the kettle... The computer would go all funny and he would lose all his games. Anyway, he wrote this game, Manic Miner, right? It's just this 17-year-old kid, a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
And he wrote this game and he sent it off. And I think he made something like £1 million out of it, or £250,000, or something like that. Yeah. And do you know what he spent all of that money on?
Don't know.
LSD.
Oh.
Oh, no.
£250,000 on LSD, and it fried his brain. There was a bit when he lived in Holland for a few years, right, and we managed to track him down. I think we were the first interview we'd done in years. And I asked him a question, and he just sat there looking at me. And he went, I'm terribly sorry. I was thinking of the answer in Dutch. What was the question again? And he was like that. It was a space cadet. Absolutely wonderful bloke. I wonder if we could get him on the show.
Are you a special Commodore man?
I was a BBC man because it was educational, Jerry.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, you see.
Indeed, man. And E.P. Waterman.
Anyway, Jerry, listen, if I were you, I would start finding somewhere to hide, because after this, I'm coming to crew, and I'm gonna get that blue badge.
Dear man, Pete Waterman.
Yeah, I'm... Pete Waterman?
Dear man, he was here.
I'm cutting you off, Jerry.
Hey, man.
There he goes, cut off. Don't come here playing the disability card. I think you can get away with not only weak gags, but vulgar gags.
Right? We won't have that here.
He's got Parkinson's. I couldn't give him monkeys. Everyone gets treated the same. Couldn't give him monkeys. Parkinson's, I don't care.
Lowering the tone
of it. Bill's on the line. Good evening, Bill.
Pip, 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 pip.
Oh.
What is that?
Pip, pip, pip.
Thank you. Bill, again with the phone.
Oh, hello, mate. I'm still looking after dogs, isn't I?
But so, because you're looking after dogs, my listeners have to endure substandard phone quality.
Well, it's the last one this week. So I'm out on the old smatch, you know, tomorrow.
He's out. He's okay again. Right. Luckily, he said he's out on the smatch, which means he's going out for a right old booze up. So that's good. Would you like to sing what you've called in for?
Yeah, go on in, son. Go on in.
Go on.
You ready?
I am ready.
All right, mate. All right, all right, all right. I'm calling about a computer game that was turned into a film. It's called Hitman, and the film was really rubbish and long-winded. And why didn't he sleep with the woman when he had the chance? He didn't, because he's a loser with a cold on his head.
I've said Hitman, though.
Have you seen it?
No, I've not seen it. I've said it. It's got the fella that plays the one-handed paedophile in Prison Break in it, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's the fella. Yeah, did you like it?
I'll say it again for the third time, I think. I've not seen it.
Oh, sorry. Apologies.
I'm reminded. Someone's reminded me on the Twitters of Street Fighter.
Oh, that was rubbish, wasn't it?
Wasn't Kylie Minogue was in that, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah, it was total rubbish.
Yeah.
I mean, you said pants, but you don't like that, do you?
Oh, I hate
didn't
it.
They do a Mortal Kombat as well?
Immortal Ooh. Kombat?
Didn't they do a Mortal Kombat film?
There's no such thing as Immortal Kombat.
No, I said, didn't they do a Mortal Kombat?
A Mortal Kombat? What's that
film?
Mean? Do you mean Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
No.
Shut up.
No,
there's
I don't...
a film.
No, there's not, Bill.
I don't know, am I imagining it?
I think you're imagining it. I think you're having an hallucination.
No, I wish, mate, I wish.
Tell me about it, I wish too. So what are you up to this weekend, then, apart from going out on the smatch?
Not the smatch, the smash.
The smash.
The smash,
stop,
that's it.
The smash, OK, just stop saying the other word, please, God's sake.
No, it's my accent. I am actually saying... I won't say it because it sounds like the other, doesn't it?
Say the smash.
The smash.
But why
That's
would you?
That's not what you said.
Why would you say? Why would you put a ch instead of a sh at the end of that word? This is what I'm struggling to. This is what I'm struggling to understand.
It's just how my mouth works, isn't it?
Well, obviously it doesn't work.
I don't know. It's just a bit laid back, isn't it? You know.
Can you get any less laid back? Is that possible?
Yeah, do you want me to try?
Yeah, go on. Try and be less laid back.
Hello.
No, that's more laid back.
That was quite casual, yeah.
Just, you know, casual Thursday night on the Peroni, innit?
Having a Roberta. okay, well, it's wonderful. Do you still play video games, Bill?
No, only FIFA, really. I can't really concentrate on the other ones. They're too long-winded, aren't they?
They are very... Games these days are very long-winded. I wanted to have a good old session. I had the kids all day, and then I dropped the kids off at their grandma, and I had about 30 minutes. I had a 30-minute window where I was going to let the dog...
Not long.
Yeah, not long. I was going to let the dog out and do it. I thought, I'll have a little bit of Rainbow Six. Probably fit in a couple of rounds of Rainbow Six.
Probably get shot twice.
Probably. Get shot loads of times in 30 minutes, right? And here's the thing, Bill. Here's the modern nightmare. Here's where the world collapses around us. I booted up the old Xbox, right? Turned it on, yes. Went to the game. Do you know what happened?
Crashed.
No. Update required. Oh. Update required. Update.
That's just 30 minutes gone.
Yeah, exactly. I thought, all right, it'll only be a small update. Right, 10 minutes later, 5%. And then at 20%, it says game ready to play. Right. So, not multiplayer, Bill. Multiplayer wasn't ready to play. Single player. I didn't want to play single player.
Oh, it's an outrage, mate. So what happened then? What did you do?
I came to work early.
Well, yeah, what can you do, mate? That's why you should stick to the old FIFA, mate. Just a nice little 10-minute game. Do you like?
No, I cut him off.
Oh, what a shame.
I told you about the weird thing, and I think I can say this, right? The weird thing... that happens in video games now. And I am reporting this, right? There will be some people that go, why are you being offensive? I'm genuinely not. I am reporting what I've experienced, okay? So Rainbow Six is a video game. Is it first person or third person?
Can you see more than the gun?
No, it's just the gun.
Right, first person.
Okay. First person shooter, right? You have two teams of five each. One has to defend the hostage, although sometimes I execute the hostage. And one has to rescue the hostage, or you've got to defend a bomb, and the other's got to... Right. And I have noticed this growing trend. It happened to me twice, and I heard it happening to the other team, right? So you're put with random people. Unless you're playing with your friends, you're put with random people. It's a silly game, but I quite enjoy it. It's mindless fun. You switch your head off for an hour or so. And there is a new phenomenon, right? So you start the game in this room, and you've got 30 seconds, if you're defending, to defend the room, put barricades up before the game starts, and then people come and attack, right? And this has happened to me twice, where I've started the game. Isn't it funny? I feel uncomfortable telling this story because of the climate we live in.
Mm-hmm.
The climate we live in. So I'll tell you after this.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So you start this game, you spawn. It's called spawning. And you start in this room and you're all together if you're defending, right? You've got 30 seconds before the game starts to barricade the doors and the windows. It's really good fun, man. I love it, right? But there's this new phenomenon that is happening, right, where somebody will just, as soon as you spawn, will go, Allahu Akbar!
Wow.
And shoot everybody on the team. Or lob a grenade at everybody at the team. Or throw some C4 and blow everyone on the team up. Now, it's happened to me twice, and I heard it happening to another team. We got very close to where they were, and then we heard the guy shouting it out and just shooting everybody. And can I speak freely?
Yeah.
I mean, how freely can I speak without getting into really big trouble?
Oh, God.
In the context of the game, I think it's quite funny.
Right.
In the context of real life, of course, I think it's horrendous. Now...
It's a sign of the times, is what it is.
It is a sign of the times. And there'll be people who think I'm being outrageous for saying... I'm not rolling about on the floor laughing funny. But I get the... In inverted commas and the word written in italics with a very small J, the joke.
Mm.
I get the joke. If you want to get heavy, man, we can read it as a comment on the tense times that we live in. You can read it as a comment on breaching taboos, or you can read it as, you know, some bored bloke shooting his teammates up and using a phrase that has been bastardized from, you know, God is great to which is what it means, and it's a beautiful phrase. But has some people are attempting to hijack it, appropriate use of the word, to mean something frightening.
Mm.
When it happens, I think it's quite funny.
Because you're in a fantasy world. It's a game.
Yeah,
it's a
game. I don't know. Do people hate me for saying that? I hope not. 0844-499-1000 is the phone number. Mandy's on the line. Evening, Mandy.
Hip, hip, hip.
Hip, hip, hip. Hip.
Love it.
Love it.
Yeah, I think I have an answer for your fly question.
Why is a zip on a trouser called a fly?
Yes, and I remember this from your friend Mr. J to the O to the B.
Oh, yeah.
Mystery Hour.
Oh, yeah.
It's not to do with the actual zip, it's to do with the flap of fabric that covers the zip.
Okay.
Which is apparently akin to looking like a wing.
What?
The wing of a fly.
No.
No, I'm not buying that.
I thought you were going to say something to do with tents, because you get, like, a fly sheet, don't you?
Yeah, but no. Well,
hang on a second. Hang on a second.
Go on. Do his inquiry.
Qualifications?
Oh, gosh. Mystery Hour fanatic.
The thing is, and this is the difference, this is the difference, Mandy, between me and James O'Brien. And you can tell him I said this, right? You can tell him I said this, right?
I bloody will. Oh, sorry.
I'm a bit more of a hard-nosed journo than James.
Gosh.
I'm a little bit more of a hard-nosed journo than James. And what he might accept as facts, I'm afraid, doesn't wash on me. I occasionally listen to this Mystery Hour, and I'm bemused that he lets these slackers get away with... What are your qualifications? Is that what he talks?
What are you... What's your...
What are your qualifications?
Is that what he talks, isn't
it? No, he talks like this. What are your qualifications?
What are your qualifications?
And they go, I'm a scientist. All right, fine. No, I'm sorry, mate. I would, if you're saying you're a scientist, well, could you photocopy your diploma and send it in to me via post, please, so it can't be tampered with by the CIA or MI6?
And then you'll consider it.
And then I'll consider it. Can you get three independent references, please, and birth certificates for each three of those. I'm sorry, James, I don't buy it. It's an hour of filler, buddy. An hour of filler, because you don't check the facts. Any, I could phone up, right? I could phone up. Okay, so ask me a question, Catherine. Put a question out, right? A question out that you put out on there.
A question out there, okay.
Go on, quick question.
All right. Who invented marbles?
All right, okay. Right, now be him. And I'm Steve from I'm Tony
okay,
from Crowd Chains.
Okay, let's go. Don't phone now. I'll tell you when you can phone, but don't phone at the moment because we're very busy all the time. So, Steve.
I'm Tony from Crouch End.
Tony from Crouch End, what have you got for us?
I know exactly who invented marbles. It was Louis Marbles. He was a Parisian, and he invented them in 1496. Initially, to replace two testicles he had blown off.
Yep. Sounds reasonable.
In a very strong wind, if you know what I mean, James. It's a family show. But looking through it, looking through the other end of the lens, they then became great pastimes.
Sounds reasonable. Yeah, fair enough.
Then you've got to ask my qualifications.
Qualifications, please.
I'm a historian. I teach history at Oxbridge.
Yeah, I'll munch on that.
There we go. Beautiful. See? And that's all he does. But then, right, now Steve is phoning him, right?
Okay. Steve's phoning in. What have you got for us, Steve?
Yeah, James, I want to have a word with you. That bloke talking about marbles was talking out of his jacksie.
What's your qualification?
I'm a marble historian. I'm a time traveller from the past. Marbles came they used to be glass eyes, and when the person with glass eyes died, the children of the undertakers would steal them and put garlic in their eyes to stop their souls escaping, and then the children would play with the glass eyes. Mm. They used to sound like little bells, and the children would say to their mothers, "Marbles, marbles." It's French. We abbreviate it to marbles, and that's where it comes from, James.
Gosh, I was very full after swallowing the last one, but I think I've got room to guzzle yours too.
Do you see what I mean, Mandy? Ad infinitum, etc., etc., etc. James O'Brien's show is built on a house of cards.
But he answered that question himself.
Even worse!
He used to be a tailor before he worked for radio.
No, he never!
Mandy, first of all, I can't believe we're discrediting James O'Brien so thoroughly. It's like, who's the name of the Holocaust denier? I just read about him in that brilliant Will Stahl book. David Irving. There we go. I plucked that one out, right? And David Irving has been in court a couple of times. This is where he went to prison in Austria, I think, for 2 or 3 years. Because he denied the Holocaust. And he went to court to prove that the Holocaust had been grossly exaggerated. And, of course, they chopped through his evidence like there's nobody's business. And I'm not accusing James O'Brien of being, you know, on a par with David Irving. If anything, he's worse. Because, first of all, he wasn't a tailor. He worked in Top Man. He worked in Top Man. He wasn't a tailor. He didn't go round with a bit of chalk and a thing round there. And secondly, he says he worked in Top Man. What evidence have you got, Mandy, that James O'Brien actually worked in Top Man?
I have none.
Thank you.
And yet...
But I'm disillusioned now.
Yeah, he's a charlatan. He's full of lies. He's full of puff and bluster. He hasn't got a clue what's
going on. That's the only thing
on.
He's ever woven.
Yeah.
Tissue of lies.
He wove a web of lies.
He would love this. You got sucked in.
He wouldn't, because he's at home. He's listening now and he's crying because he's going, we've got him busted. And he won't be on tomorrow. It'll be Katie Hopkins filling in for him. Now, Mandy, there's a proper broadcaster. She says what we're all thinking. None of this airy-fairy lefty nonsense from the preacher, man. No, she says what we're all thinking. Send them back, and I don't care if that boat sinks.
She's so good that sometimes she says what I'm thinking before I've thought it.
Yeah, exactly.
She's amazing.
She's a proper broadcaster. You wouldn't get her doing Mystery Hour.
Because nothing's a mystery to her. She knows it all.
Exactly.
Yeah, it all.
She knows it all. She knows the best fields to shag married men in. She knows. She knows it all, Mandy. She knows it all. Thanks for calling.
Lovely. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
I keep mentioning this book, Will Storr, Heretics. It's brilliant. I've just finished it. It gets quite heavy about three quarters of the way through. And you've really got to focus on it. Right? He's coming on. I'm pre-recording an interview with him in a couple of weeks, so we'll play that in due course. Right? It's a brilliant book. It's the book that basically said there is no such thing as colour. The colour doesn't exist. Our brain
it's
makes
your perception.
Up. Our brain makes all of this up. Everything we're seeing. There are some scientists that think that from what you see and from what happens and what you see, there could be a gap as big as half a second, and our brain fills in the blanks and kind of makes stuff up. So if a ball's coming towards you, you're seeing it half a second later than it was, but your brain fills in the
no,
the gaps.
I don't see it at all today. It's me in the face.
Well, there you go. You see exactly. And he mentions it's the only reason I could remember the other Holocaust denier's name, David Irving, right? And, I mean, Will Storr, he's fascinating, right? He's absolutely fascinating. And he seems like such a nice bloke. We've been kind of batting emails back and forth. And he went on a tour. Now, I can't remember the exact ones, but of some concentration camps with David Irving. David Irving does these tours where he takes people and proves... His theory is, right, that... there were no gas chambers at the death camps. There weren't death camps, right? There were no gas chambers there. And certainly that Hitler didn't know that Jews were being killed, right? This is his thing. Because there is no... According to him, I don't know, according to him, there is no... And I'm not in any way suggesting, I shouldn't have to stress this, but I'm going to. I'm not in any way suggesting I agree with this at all, right? But he says there is no written evidence that Hitler gave... the orders. He says the highest he can trace it to is Goebbels, but he can't trace anything. Okay. And so Will Storr...
Because Hitler was such an easygoing bloke, he just left things to chance,
well,
didn't he?
He was an artistic vegetarian. He was a painter and a vegetarian. And Will Storr went on this... I mean, it's only like a small chapter in the book. I could read a whole book on his week hanging out with a racist Australian, a racist American... a racist British man and a sexy Nazi. Those are my words, not his. And it's an incredible read. And they go into a gas chamber, right? At one of these camps. I can't remember which camp it is. And he's there for a week. And Will Storr is kind of a bit of a liberal lefty, mm-hmm. if I've got him right. If I'm not, I'm doing a misservice. I apologise. And he's finding the whole week... so stressful because he's undercover. He says he's a reporter, but he's also he's pretending to be sympathetic to the right wing fascist views. And this guy's going, right, okay. Well, you see that's the wrong gas canister, and these fittings where the gas is supposed to have come out. This is obviously new and aged. And if you look, well, we're in the gas chamber. There's a handle on the door. Why would they put a handle on the door inside? Well, they could just walk out. And it's honestly, he talks like it's the most incredible read. I mean, the whole book isn't like that. And the book goes highs and lows and highs again. But this David Irving character had kind of skipped my... I was aware of him. I was aware of him going to prison as a controversial historian. But he just comes across as a right old knob.
So what's the point of him in that book, then, about his perception and how he's...
It's about...
How you convince yourself of stuff.
It's how we convince ourselves of stuff despite facts. And we all do it. Mm-hmm. And Irving is an extreme example of this, right? But we all do it. We all kind of... We build up a narrative. What's the word? Confabulation, I think, is the word. This is the word that keeps popping up when I can... confabulation. It's a good word. I want to make sure I've got it right. Hang on a second. Internet. Go. Stay there. Jim, Katia, Simon, Mystery Caller and Ed, stay there. Oh, Jim has just gone. Ed, if you want to... Oh, my computer. Why is my computer going slow now when I want to look up a word? Even the computer doesn't know what confabulation means. Anyway, I think it means when you kind of, you fill in the blanks so everything fits your
right.
story. We'll come to that in a minute. I'm wittering on. We've got people that are away. Hello, who's this? Oh, it's Gatford.
Hip, hip, hip. Yeah. I'm not amused.
Why is that, mate?
Well, in the old days, Ian, I mean, I've been listening to you for about 10 years.
To confabulate is a memory disturbance defined as the production of fabricated, distorted or misinterpreted memories about oneself or the world without the conscious intention to deceive. So David Irving, he's not doing it to trick everybody. He's doing it because he has convinced himself he's right.
That's how he's made sense of things.
That's how he's made sense. The memory disturbance, the production of fabricated or misinterpreted memories about oneself or the world without the conscious intention to deceive. Individuals who confabulate present incorrect memories ranging from subtle alterations to bizarre fabrications. Mm. It's why there is a lot of... again, he talks about controversial... techniques to retrieve lost memories that occasionally people will remember they've been abused,
yeah,
and they'll remember it in graphic detail and they will turn against their families when actually they may not have been abused or it wasn't the member of their family that they thought had done it. And it's not dishonest, it's not being deliberately deceptive, it's the brain does it. The brain has to make a narrative and it fills in all the gaps.
Uh-huh. It's making sense of how they're feeling now.
Exactly. Gatford, what you got for us?
Yeah, I called in some time ago when you were doing the excellent topic of computer games being turned into movies.
Right.
And I had the idea of Street Fighter, which, since my initial phone call to the station, somebody had tweeted in to you. Now,
okay. Okay. Well, hang on a minute.
Long-time listener.
Your long-time listener, but feels like a long-time caller, but your calls are very short, but they seem to drag on. But...
Yeah. You weren't, when in the good old days,
yes,
Ian, you wouldn't take tweets or emails, you would have to call up. I've called up.
Okay.
Subsequently, I had a second guest, which has got a
thought. Oh, you have to speak up, Gatford. The music's very loud. You're going to. Gatford? Gatford, hang on a second. You're going to have to speak up. The music's very loud, mate, okay?
Yeah, okay, I'm doing that. Yeah, okay. I'm fine. Okay.
Gatford.
What?
The music's really, really loud, mate. You're going to have to try and speak a bit louder, OK?
OK, yep, fine.
It's very dim.
I can't hear a word that you're saying, mate. You've got the music is very, very loud. Could you please speak up?
I am trying to.
Away you go.
Lara Croft is my answer.
I've had to let him go. I mean, I couldn't make out. I couldn't make head and tail.
Something about Lara Croft, I think.
I couldn't make head and tail of what he was saying. Who's been here the longest? Ed has. Good evening, Ed.
Oh.
Ed? Ed's fallen down some stairs.
Hip, Ed.
Hip, hip, hip.
How you doing, fella?
I'm good. Ed, are you in the same room as the phone?
How you doing, fella?
Oh,
yes.
Right. Can you pick it up?
No.
Oh, is this? Oh, it's okay. Okay, right. I see. Okay. Well, I'll help you this end. Okay. Well, what have you called in for?
No.
Hang on a second. What?
Something magical about seeing an owl out in the wild.
All right. Hang on a second. Two can play at that game. Go on.
You're allowed to swear in foreign languages.
Are you real?
Go on then. What would your second choice for an animal to enter be?
What are you beefing on about?
Why have we got 569 viewers on Periscope?
Just shut it, pal.
That was worth 99 pence.
Oh, God.
The truth really is this weird.
What's the matter with it?
Coincidence? I think not.
Please don't go.
Flip it, Ed.
Yeah, I know it is now.
Fair play, fair play.
I did.
Like what?
Oonga, 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 shanga, oonga, oonga, oonga.
Coincidence? I think not.
Can you turn the faders up?
All of the ideas for the show, and I had quite a few ideas for the show today.
Are you real?
The truth really is this weird.
Dear, dear, dear. What a radio program this is. Flipping it.
But it's not illegal it's not illegal to offer myself sexually.
Yes. You've got a good collection. You need a few more. You're getting there. Katia's on the line. Good evening, Katia.
Yes, hello.
It comes to something when we turn to Katia for a moment of calm in an otherwise frantic show. And congratulations, Katia. You're the second woman on the show this evening. How does that make you feel?
Well, I mean, what am I, chopped liver?
No, I mean, caller-wise. And we also, Catherine, as you know, you have continually refused to sit on the Pope chair. And until you do, I am classing you as genderless. That's not in any way offensive. Meant to be offensive to any of my genderless listeners out there.
It's offensive to me.
I appreciate all genders and lack thereof. You're all welcome. It's a safe place. Katia, you've called in this evening.
Doing it for the sisterhood.
You're doing it for the sisterhood.
Yeah.
Like that Chinese woman. Do you remember that documentary about that Chinese woman who's doing it for the sisterhood? And she had sex with 500 men.
I don't think that was the sisterhood she was doing it for. She was doing it with the brotherhood.
Do you remember? Do you remember? It was a really weird documentary. Was it? It wasn't John Ronson at the front of that queue, was it? No. There was a documentary. What was her name? Not Wendy Ding. That was
No.
It was what was her name? There's a famous documentary and we all watched it, right? Because we thought, whoa, this will be all right. And actually it was horrible. Did you watch it? So you know the programme I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I remember, right, on a bloke 262, she went, "Will you stop scratching me with your nails?" I'm thinking, flipping it, like, will you stop having it away with all them fellas? I mean, obviously there's something, you know, dark and twisted going on in her mind and in her past. And it was probably the men that were exploiting her, the men behind the whole thing, although she claimed it was an empowerment issue.
She didn't look very empowered to me.
What was her name, guys? I wait 444-991-1000, and did they make a video game out of... They did
what,
used to
a video
make,
game out of that?
They did used to make rude video games for the Commodore 64. There was one way... I remember this, right? You had to waggle your joystick.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You had to waggle the joystick. I mean, obviously, there was Sam Fox Strip Poker on the Spectrum, but the graphics weren't good enough. But there was a game on the Commodore 64. You had to waggle your joystick until the gentleman ejaculated.
Flipping heck!
I know! Raunchy!
Well, bit, sad.
It's just... Not sad.
It is a bit.
Bit of fun, isn't it, Katya?
Just waggle your actual joystick.
Just a little bit of saucy fun, yeah, Katya, for people learning about their bodies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Learning about their bodies and about their desires and their mores.
Maybe,
very Moorish. There's a touch of the Moor about
him.
Why in Shakespeare plays... Hang on a second, Katya, you'll get to make your point. Yeah, I can hear you. Why in Shakespeare plays... The Moor is a touch of the means it's a black man. Where are they from?
Or Arabic. Well, the Moors were running the show, weren't they?
Well, what do you mean, the Moors?
The Moors, right.
No, not Lamour. Not Dorothy Lamour.
They ran Spain and...
But who were the Moors? Where are they from? What part of the world?
They were...
Arabian.
Just one second, Katya, please, mate. I'm trying to talk to Katya. You'll get your point in a minute.
I won't!
You will. The Moors...
They were Arabic and North African.
So from what part of North Africa... What country is there? Moorish? The Moors?
That's just how they refer to them.
Oh, and so that's what that song's about. Oh, the Moor, what's a boy and love supposed... So it's about a young North African. Oh, the Moor, what's a boy and love supposed to do? Oh, the Moor...
They ran Spain
now
for 800 years.
Now you broke my heart and moaned in two. But they couldn't find love. Who sang that? Who sang Oh, the Moor? Was it... No, it wasn't Dollar.
Oh, the Moor?
No, it was... I want to say it was Somerville. Wasn't it Somerville? Wasn't it Somerville?
No! Because that would have been... Oh, the Moor!
All right. I nearly said... This is how old I am. I nearly said the other one.
Flipping heck.
Bronski Beat.
Right. But again, it would have been about two...
Was Bronski Beat... Somerville? Was he the...
Yeah, he was.
All right, the Communards.
Yeah. Both.
Oh, flipping heck. He got around a bit, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, the Moor.
No, not the Moor.
What's a boy in love supposed to do? Oh, the Moor.
And also Kate Bush.
Out on the wily, windy moor.
Hang on a second. Hang on one second. Robert's got the answer. Stay there, Katya. Say hello to Robert.
Hello. Robert?
Hi, Katya.
Hi, how Robert?
Hip, Robert.
Hip, high five across the air.
High fives. High fives, guys. What have you got for us, Robert? I don't know why you're calling yourself Robert now, but OK, Robert.
The lady's name was Annabelle Chong.
Yes. Oh. I knew you'd know.
You would Now, technically, what you're saying is she did it for womanhood, but she was lazy because she was on her back. So,
well, when I saw her, she wasn't on her back. She had to change.
Really?
Yeah, she had to change, I think.
I'll go watch it again. I'll come back to you shortly.
Okay, thank you very much indeed, Rob. I look forward to that. That's very kind.
Anyway.
The next question is, hello? Who sang... Katia, just bear with me one second. The next question is, who sang Oh, the More? What's a boy and love supposed to do?
Dollar.
Was it Dollar?
I think so.
What was Dollar's song? Was Mirror, Mirror. What was her name?
Susie LaChic or something, wasn't it?
No, it was...
Betty Sequin.
Oh, it will come to me. Oh, what was her name?
Okay.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. If you know, 08444991000. Katia, what did you call him for?
Can I?
No, we're out of time.
Oh.
Talk radio.
Teresa Bazaar. If you go to periscope.tv/IAINLEE, I'm going to talk to people while the news is on, and you can hear me swear and say things that are rude that I could never say on the radio. Aaron, stay there, or maybe it's Aaron, I never know. Jim, you as well, and if you want to give us a call, now is the perfect time.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
He was singing, well, I can understand, it is erasure. I can understand why he was singing about a hot North African. Of course I can. Who wouldn't want to? This is Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio. If you want to give us a call, now is the perfect time. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. If you call between now and midnight, we will call you back. Therese Bazaar is 61 years old. Flippin' heck. If you call between now and midnight, we'll call you back. After midnight, things change a little bit and we take calls straight to air. What have we talked about? Well, Angry Birds. Oh, we're trying to... I saw the Angry Birds film today. I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. Someone tells me I've misinterpreted it. Someone on Twitter says I've misinterpreted Angry Birds. Instead, it's about capitalist pigs invading paradise. So, I mean, it's open to interpretation. We're listing... Because this is what we do on phone-in radio shows. It's what you want me to do. You want me to give you lists to come up with. That's what you want. Well, I'm happy to do that. We're listing films that were based on video games. So far we have Angry Birds, Mario Brothers, Hitman, Doom... and Street Fighter. And so far, I think the only decent one is Angry Birds. That's the only one that's out there. We're talking about other stuff. If I'm honest, I can't remember a single thing that we've been talking about. You'll know better than me. Also, a quick word to the wise. Kind of, I've noticed the last week or so that phone calls have kind of slowed down a bit around about 11:15, which is fine, which is absolutely fine. But... it means if you want to get on and you're a little bit nervous, it's an excellent time to call. Now is an excellent time to call and kind of book your slot because you will get on. I want to talk about the David Cameron's mate who got a suspended sentence. Suspended sentence for having sexual images of children on his computer. Suspended sentence. The judge says because he'd suffered...
He'd suffered enough embarrassment. He wouldn't go to prison because he'd suffered enough embarrassment. What VIP cover-up, guys? What VIP cover-up? What are you talking about? There's no... Look over there! We'll get to that a bit later on. It's an incredible story. 0844 499 1000. Did you print that thing off, Kath? Because I forgot to bring it in. If you grab it, that'd be great. 0844 499 1000. We call you back. Jim's been waiting for ages. Yes, Jim?
Hello, Ian.
Hello,
Jim. How are you?
So I've just seen how long you've been waiting, mate, and I humbly apologise.
Quite a while.
Yeah. Well I'm sorry.
It's good that you're busy, though. Yes, I mean, I remember listening to the early ones, and you weren't as busy. So it's nice that you are busy.
It's good. As I said, about 11:15, the calls will slow down a bit, and then they'll pick up again at midnight when we go straight to air. And that's, you know, that's fine. If that's how people want to play it, I'm happy with that. And I'm blessed with the number of calls that we're getting. I'm grateful to all of them. So,
well, that's good. Okay, so let me explain myself in a small sentence that says, I live in the north of England in a small place called Todmorden.
Todmorden, which I've never heard of it. I like the sound of it.
Yeah, it's like a weird little place near Hebden Bridge.
Yep.
Hebden Bridge is just around the corner. And I've always listened to your shows. When I was young, when I was a young man, the 11 o'clock show was the thing that I watched. And I always said to my friends, what's happened to Ian Lee? You don't see him or anything these days. And you were doing your own local radio shows and things like that.
Yes.
And then as the internet progressed, I found Ian Lee again, and you were doing Three Counties Radio, which I understand went very well.
Well, it went well for 3.5... It went well for 3 years, 7 months and 26 days. On the 27th day, it went very, very badly.
It's a shame on them. It's a shame on them for their behaviour there. But even as a guy who used to travel around the world doing stuff... I always wondered what happened to you, Jim. I actually asked my friends,
what happened to that Jim fella?
So I used to always listen to your show, and even people who got in my car would say, is this something local? I've never heard this before. And I'd say, oh, no, it's this guy called Ian Lee.
Why would people get in your car? What are you, some kind of murderer or something?
Well, they were just... Guests
in your car, guests. Jim? What crazy world are you living in? Guests in your car?
So, to cut a long story short...
Too late for that.
The reason I phoned up was because I'm confused about Brexit.
Yeah, oh, God.
I'm very confused about it.
Okay. This is the thing, Jim. I have to give this a caveat, that because we are... What are we, like 20 days away or something from the dullest election ever? Yeah, we can't really talk about it. We're legally...
Really?
Yeah, legally, we're not really allowed to talk about it.
Well, that's not... Well, since then, I've been waiting in the queue for a long time.
That's okay.
So, first of all, the guy who said that he appreciated Street Fighter...
Yeah.
Never played Street Fighter on the Sinclair ZX Spectrum because it was a terrible game.
Oh, well, yes.
That was an awful game. And what he meant was Street Fighter 2. That's what he meant. Street Fighter 2. Not Street Fighter 1.
Well, hang on a minute. But I don't think he was talking about Street Fighter on the Spectrum necessarily.
Well, he said Street Fighter, not Street Fighter 2.
Well, Street Fighter wasn't just on the Spectrum. Street Fighter was in the arcades. What? Why are you confusing...
Terrible game here.
What, in the arcades?
Even in the arcades. I mean, I have an arcade machine in my house running the multiple arcade machine emulator, and Street Fighter is a terrible game.
But when it came out... No. Retrospectively, it may be a terrible game, but when it came out, it wasn't a terrible game.
I don't even know. I mean, I was alive at that period, and I think there were better games.
You're confabulating. That's exactly what you're doing. You're confabulating.
Yeah, maybe I am.
No, I think you are. Because I don't particularly remember it. But we can't.
Street Fighter One was a bad game.
Jim, you need to let it go, man.
I will never let it go.
Let it go. I hate. I hate all those games. The only one of those games, the only two of those games I got into, karate games, Karate Masters, was, there were three. There was Yi Ah Kung Fu. Do you remember that?
Yi Ah Kung Fu was superb. Do you remember the one with the rabbit? There's one called something like, it was based on a Japanese anime thing. Oh, I can't remember that. Yojimbo.
Don't remember that one. I also remember, I liked Tekken. Tekken was good.
Yeah, Tekken was good.
And I liked the one, there was one that was just called Kung Fu. Do you remember that? It was based on the Game of Death. And the fella, you had to walk along a corridor, beating up some karate masters. Then you had to go up the stairs to the next level. Then there were more karate masters.
I do remember that.
I used to love that.
Actually, Ian, Bruce Lee was a game.
Bruce Lee! And you had to fight against Green Sammo.
You did.
Man, we're in. Jim, listen, it's good to talk to you. I'm glad you found me. Thank you very much indeed. I could talk like that all night, but I'm aware that it's kind of a little bit geeky, but it doesn't matter. Let's go. Now, I never know. Aaron or Aaron? Oh, he's not there, so it doesn't matter. Are you there? No, do you want to try and call him back? Let's try, okay, we'll wait a second while we do that. Oh, wait, 4-4. I'm a bit bunged up, sorry. This cold that I had, I'm still quite snotty. My right nostril is very, very snotty. And I don't quite know, is he there? Aaron, are you there?
Hello.
Hello. Where did you go?
Nowhere.
You weren't there.
Hello?
Where did you go?
Nowhere.
You weren't there.
Am I talking to a machine?
No.
I think I am.
No, you're not.
Listen here, mate.
Where did you go?
My name's Steve. My name's Steve.
Where did you go?
I went to the bathroom.
You weren't there.
You what, mate?
Where did you go?
Listen here, mate.
You weren't there.
Listen here, mate. I work for immigration, all right?
Where did you go?
So don't speak to me in that tone, all right?
Where did you go? You weren't there.
I was here.
Where did you go?
Nowhere.
You weren't there.
I weren't where?
There.
Where?
There.
Are you having a laugh, mate?
Hello?
Hello?
Where did you go?
I went to the pub.
You weren't there.
Had a couple of pints with my mates.
You weren't there.
I was watching the tennis game, England.
Hello?
We're playing. Hello? Well, my name's Steve. I work for immigration.
You weren't there.
I was there.
Where did you go? Where did you go?
I went to...
Where did you go?
I went to the bathroom, mate.
Where did you go?
Where did you go, mate?
I was here.
Where?
You weren't there.
I was there.
Where did you go?
I went to,
Hello, Steve.
Hello, yeah.
Hello, Steve.
Yeah, my name's Steve, yeah.
Hello, Steve.
Are you eating a chicken curry right now?
Where did you go?
You sound like you're eating a chicken curry.
Where did you go?
I went to go and eat curry, innit?
You weren't there.
The tennis match.
Where did you go? I've played tennis.
Really?
I've played tennis.
Yeah,
football.
Who was it playing today? Was it England?
Football.
Yeah. It was England and Portugal playing
tennis.
I've
played tennis.
Yeah.
Football.
I'm a big fan of tennis, yeah.
Where did you go? Hello, caller.
I went to the pub.
Hello, caller. What's your name?
Steve.
Hello, Steve.
Listen here, mate.
You weren't there.
Because I hate your curry eaters.
Where did you go? Where did you go?
Eating your halal curry, all right?
Hang on a second. We were having a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
And then you turned into an obnoxious arsehole. What happened?
Well,
what
no,
happened? Where did we go from having? And I sensed this, and I was hoping that you wouldn't be such a dick. But where did we go from having a little bit of me pretending to be a computer to you being a massive racist? Where did we go with that? Hang on a second. You don't have to give me your real name, but I would prefer it if you did. I'm going to kind of insist that you talk in your real voice, though.
All right.
If you're doing a skit, you're not. If you're doing a skit, right, it's not working.
Okay.
And you have my permission to apologise and bail out.
All right. This isn't a joke.
Okay. In that case, I will give you a little bit more airtime than you deserve because you're a twit, and that's putting it mildly. Okay. Are you going to give me your real name?
Yeah, my name's Steve.
Okay, you're going to give me your real name though.
Well, my name's Steve.
Okay,
I work for the UK Border Force.
No, you don't, and I'm struggling to work because if this is a joke. It's not
badge
funny.
Badge 315, all right? Yeah, you can look me up.
Okay. If this is a joke, it's just not working, mate. It's just not working. And I know you think that you're being clever and being funny. You're not. You're not at all. So I don't know if you're doing a character, you know, racist character, you know, halal and curry and all of that stuff, brilliant. I can get you out of this. I can work with that and I can get you out of this. But if I don't believe this is actually what you believe. I just think you're trying to be funny, and it's not working. And It's not just not working. I mean, it's failing spectacularly on a massive, massive, monumental scale. It's not subversive. It's not clever. It's not even approaching funny. You're just coming across as an arse. Now, if that's what you want to do, it's fact. If that's what you want to do, the thing is, you won't be able to say anything too offensive because I've got a dump button. Do you know what a dump button is?
Well,
do you know what a seven?
I think that's a bit rude.
Do you know what a 7-second delay is? Did he tell you his name was Steve or Aaron when he called in? Aaron. So Aaron, is that your real name?
Well,
you just answered to it.
All right, let's go with that.
Yeah. Well, let's go with that. Just give me the last two digits of his phone number. Just so we know that we've got his phone number on system. Just the last two. That's all we need. He's finding it on the computer. 86. Okay. So we've got your phone number. We've got your name. Brilliant. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to be brave enough to do your real voice?
All right. It's my real voice.
Okay. Now, Aaron, what's all this about?
What's what about?
I'm waiting.
Waiting for what?
I'm waiting for an explanation. I will just remind you. We've got a dump button, so you can't swear or say anything libelous or be incredibly racist because it won't get broadcast. I'll be able to cut you off, and I'll be able to dump it so it doesn't get broadcast. Okay, I can do that. I've got double dump. I've got 14 seconds of dump. So you're about to apologise, Aaron.
Yeah, I'll apologise. All right, because you angered me a little, and you know. It brought out a little anger in me. And, I just got a bit frustrated with the prank.
No, I'm not accepting that.
Why?
Because I noticed very early on that you were hinting at racism. Very early on.
Why?
What do you mean, why? because of what you said. What was the prank going to be then? If it wasn't racist, why were you pretending to be an immigration officer?
I wasn't.
What's your number? What's your number, Aaron? Aaron? Okay. How do you think it went? Yeah. Do you want to say goodbye?
All right. My badge number is 315.
Okay. It was a different number to the one you gave out earlier.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. How do you think... I'm going to let you go, mate, because you're embarrassing yourself. How do you think this has gone?
Well, I was in a good mood earlier.
No. Aaron. Is it Aaron or Aaron? This is the thing. I never know. Aaron or Aaron?
It's Aaron.
Okay. So, Aaron, how do you think your spoof, funny phone call has gone? On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being piss poor, 10 being, you know, hilariously funny, how do you think it's gone, mate?
Well, I want to know your opinion.
On dirty halal-eating curry eaters, is that what you want to know my opinion on?
Yeah.
No, you don't. You don't. And what's interesting is you thought you'd get cut off straight away, didn't you? And you've had about 10 minutes, and you ran out of material about 9 minutes 45 seconds ago, didn't you?
No, I'm just having a conversation.
You're not, though, because you're not using your real voice.
I was looking to have a civilised conversation.
You weren't. You were looking to do... and listen, man, it's fine, because I've done prank calls, and you've completely misjudged the tone, right? And that happens sometimes. I've done stuff where I've misjudged the tone, and it's crushing. It's absolutely crushing. It's fine, you know, I can save this, Aaron. I can still turn this around from you, and I can stop you from getting a ban on the show. I can do that. But you got to work with me, man.
All right.
Okay. What do you really do for a living?
I'm an immigration officer.
Aaron?
I don't know what to say.
No, you don't. Okay. Well, can we... I'm going to have to ban you from the show, mate.
Ban me?
Well, I can ban you from phoning in.
Well, you know, it's your show.
It is. So, it is my show. It is my show. And what would please me would be for us to turn this around, mate. But you're not willing to give anything. So I'm going to have to put a red mark next to your name, Aaron, and your number.
Well, you know, that's the way it goes sometimes, isn't it?
Well, if you're a bell end, yeah, that's exactly the way it goes. Yeah. 0844 499 1000. Let's have that late ad.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. Tom's on the line. Good evening, Tom.
Yeah, good evening, Ian. How you doing?
I'm all right, thank you. Tom, what you got for us, buddy? I said buddy. I only say that when I'm being sarcastic. Sorry, that was a little bit of overspill from the last call. I didn't mean that for you at all. What have you got for us, Tom?
Do you know the frustration? I heard the whole debate with your last caller, but I didn't hear what he actually said. So I'll have to try and work out what that was.
Oh, and then we got an Aaron on or an Aaron. I never know on Twitter. I know it wasn't you. Don't worry. It was just an idiot trying to do a prank call, but he failed miserably. He failed miserably.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to help him.
Well, hey, okay, sometimes you can't help these people.
You can't help these people, Tom. What have you got for us?
Well, basically, I guess I was one of those people who was going to give you a sort of a Twitter message to say,
yes,
I thought you were a bit of a tit before,
yes,
but I've come round in the last week massively. And I wondered if you wanted my humble opinion.
Well, here's the thing, right? Since I did the Adam Buxton podcast last week, I think it went out this week or last, I don't know.
Yes, last week.
I've had so many people getting in touch saying, Ian, I always thought you were a twit or a tit or a whatever, or a knob or all this stuff, but now I think you're all right. And Everyone...
Is it getting painful here?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Okay,
it really is.
I don't mean it.
And this isn't a criticism of you, Tom, at all, right? This isn't a criticism of you. And I appreciate you calling up. So this isn't a pop at you. It's not a pop at anyone, right? But there's only so many times a person can read that people thought he was an idiot, but now he's all right.
Just to give it a little bit.
Yeah.
When you know, Stuart Leigh, Johnny Vegas, even Richard Herring himself, who I'm looking forward to seeing you out on Monday night. They've all sort of hid behind the character of it themselves.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's true with you. You got the point across really well on Adam Buxton that I never appreciated, because I was 20 years younger watching a comedy show. I never appreciated that wasn't actually you. And actually looking back, Gervais was really offensive on that.
Yeah.
And he came out of it very differently. And when you said that you had to take some of the lines that the, and I've forgotten her name, the young lady wouldn't do, you had to take some of those lines.
Yeah.
I kind of then went, actually, that's not the character Ian Lee. If that was a different name, I wouldn't have associated that with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know. Exactly.
Anyway, I much respect for the Adam Buxton podcast. I really like people who are open and honest about mental health.
I think I said too much. I kind of...
Not at all.
No, I know. A part of me regrets doing it and saying too much, and a part of me is regretting saying I do the Richard Herring thing, and I'm going to do that, and then I ain't doing another interview for ever. Ever.
Well, I'll tell you for why, and I'll give you, and again, just my humble opinion.
Go on.
I had massive mental health problems sort of 15 years ago, 20 years ago, and I used to listen to, you know, James Whale, Tommy Boyd, all the late-night radio stuff, because I couldn't sleep and my head was going backwards.
Yeah.
Anyway... Heard Stan Collymore, of all people, at 2 o'clock in the morning on James Whale, and he spoke, and it was like someone turned the light on for me.
Yeah.
And you know what? You could do that for one person, and I think that's really, really worth doing, because if I had the platform, I'd do it and say exactly what you said, because one person might hear that and go, bloody hell, I'm not the only one who thinks like that, and perhaps I can get help, and that's exactly where I come from, so... A lot of respect to you for that, and I don't mean to cause offence.
No, not at all. But you know, as someone who's been there in a position of I was going to say of weakness, but it is a weakness. I don't mean it's a weakness of character, it's a weakness in the same way that cancer is you are weakened. To read constantly, and I've just got people saying it now on Twitter,
exactly.
To read constantly... You're a knob. I thought you were a knob, but no, you're... It's like everyone is like a little... Just to the soul, man.
Can you not put that in that wasn't Ian Lee, that was the person they saw when they were 20 years younger and didn't appreciate that wasn't you? So you've kind of got a second, not a second chance, that sounds really patronising, but I think...
I'll balls this one Richard up. If I got a second chance, I'll balls this one up as well, trust me.
No, not at all, and I didn't mean it like that either. But if you... Richard Herring's got hundreds of thousands of people listening to his, and... Do you know what? I reckon you'll get a few fans out of that because you do well. And I listen to...
Unless I get up in the middle... Imagine if I got up in the middle of it and just lamped him one. And went, Herring, I hate your guts, and then just lamped him one. I wonder how that would go down.
But you sounded like you got on with him. You get on with him, didn't you? I mean, I know, I appreciate there was that rivalry of shows, but again, I think that was a bit of... It was interesting to hear that you were both jealous of each other's position.
Yeah, that was interesting to hear that from his perspective, actually. That was. Tom, listen, nice to talk to you. You will call again, won't you?
Absolutely. Good to talk to you. Perhaps we'll do a post-match after Monday.
Yeah, let's do that. Thank you, mate. Thank you. If anyone wants to come, I'm doing Richard Herring's podcast on Monday at the Leicester Square Theatre in London. I think there are a few tickets left. I don't know how the evening's set up because it's not my evening. I know he does one and then he's doing another one with... I can't remember his name. Canadian comedian. He's very, very funny. Anyway, it's not my setup, but if it is at all possible, I will hang around for a little bit after I've done mine. I think I finish about 8. And if you want pictures and stuff like that, I can stick around for about 20 minutes and then I've got to go because I've got to get here and do this rubbish. Sam, Jim, James, stay there.
Late night Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Oh, 844-499-1000 is the telephone number. Jim's on the line. Yes, Jim.
Hello there.
Hello, Jim.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you, man. What you got for us?
I had so many things in my mind, and now I've been put on mine. They've all disappeared. But
Jim, are you on speakerphone?
One second. I think I might be.
Yeah, I am now not.
Now I can hear you. That's better, much better. Yes.
Okay. So the guy that had a go at you because of an appearance. I just think it's a difficult thing.
You okay, Jim?
Yeah, I'm more than okay.
How is more than okay? Are you in your cups?
Yes. Good I'm night. Wearing the exact same outfit that they wore on Stingray. Do you remember Stingray?
You're dressed in a Stingray outfit?
Yeah, to a certain extent.
Drunk?
Yeah, I've
drunk?
Been to a party. Drunk? Oh, well, yeah. Yep. I've come back from the party.
You've been to a marvellous party.
I am dressed as one of the officers from Stingray.
Yes, okay. What party was it? A Gerry Anderson party?
It wasn't, but it was a fancy dress party.
Okay.
And I was winning to a certain extent until
yes.
I leaned on something that wasn't there.
Ooh.
Then, fell over.
Yeah. And that, of course, a Stingray puppet would never do that. You ruined the illusion. The game was over.
Not only did I ruin the illusion, but, just everything about the evening fell over at that moment. So
yes, Jim, are you still there?
Oh, yeah, my ear went dead then.
Okie dokie.
Apologies, Ian. How has this happened? That's what we need to know.
You getting K-lied?
Yeah, how has this happened?
How has what happened, Jim?
This.
What?
This, Ian.
You're going to need to be a little bit more specific.
Okay, so I woke up. I walked down a flight of stairs. Somebody gave him a nod. It was a friendly nod, but it was a nod I didn't recognise.
Yes.
And as I walked further down the stairs, I realised they were playing a computer game.
Uh-huh.
As I walked towards the computer game...
Was it Stroker?
I realised...
Because that Stroker was the Commodore 64 game.
Radiant Silver Gun.
It was what?
Radiant Silver Gun.
On the Sega Saturn?
Yeah.
What a great console that was. Okay, yes.
Well, I was surprised that they were playing that game.
Yeah.
So I walked further down the stairs.
Yeah.
Further down the stairs. As I walked further down the stairs, I realised that they were playing... Yeah, what were they playing?
Radiant Silver Gun on the Sega Saturn.
No, that's up the stairs. What were they playing further down the stairs?
I've got literally no idea, mate. I wasn't there.
No, but... What were they playing here?
Jet Set Willy.
No. That was a generation before. They were playing that two floors up from Radiant Silver Gun.
Right, Jim. Now I remember one of the reasons why I stopped drinking and hanging around with drunk people. What the hell are you talking about, man?
I conceive that since I spoke to you last, I have drunk some wine.
Yes.
Still going back from that, is it?
There's no going back from that, is there, Jim?
Right,
you're not working tomorrow?
No. Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah, what about him?
Well, why will he not make a stance one way or another?
Well, about Jeremy Corbyn?
Yeah, like if he said, well, we're not doing the old...
Is there anyone there with you, Jim? Could you not go and bore them?
I love you, Ian.
Good night, Jim.
Good night.
I mean... This is why late-night radio is the best. Let's go to Copenhagen. Yes, James.
Jeremy Corbyn.
What about him?
What about? Yeah. Just anyway. Yes. I'm in Copenhagen again. I'm on my bike.
Beautiful.
Yep.
What you got for us?
So I heard your bloke who was the old immigration officer.
Oh, God, yes. I mean, terrible, yeah. Terrible call, really. But yeah.
Yeah. And I don't want to talk about the EU. Right? When people vote, can we think about people like me who live
somewhere else? No, we can't. Yeah, we can't. We literally can't. We can't.
Oh, really?
We honestly can't. It's the law. We can't start offering opinions on the EU and stuff like that. So we're
not even idiots like me can't offer an opinion.
No, we're not allowed to. Because then we'd have to get someone in with the counter opinion, and then we'd have to get a spokesman from Brexit, and then we'd have to get a spokesman from Remain, and then.
I could probably do all seven of those.
No.
If you want.
No, James, no.
Okay.
It is verboten. And that's not a comment on Brexit either way either. All right, guys? There's no comment on Brexit on this show. All right, guys?
All right. That's cool. That's fine by me.
Yeah. You can talk about other things.
Yeah, fine. I mean, you mentioned the Sega Saturn earlier, and that kind of got my brain... That kind of got my brain ticking along.
Yeah.
Because the Sega Saturn was... Oh, it was beautiful. It was just... I loved slotting a disc into that beautiful face. Of a Saturn.
It was a great console.
Yeah. But that's literally all I've got. Other than racism, EU and Sega Saturn, there's not much more to it.
Yeah. All right, James. Well, listen, thank you very much indeed. And I'm not being cold. We're not allowed to. It's the law of the land. Rashid, Sam and Music Geek 81, I'll come to you after this.
Late Night Ian Lee. Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Well, tonight's show, if you've just tuned in, you've missed, you've missed a proper late night phone-in show because it's been nuts, man. I can't make head and tail of any of it. We've had fun, we've had racism, we've had nastiness, we've had tension. We've had a few laughs as well. Yes, Sam. We've had loads of calls, by the way, as well. Loads of calls. Yes, Sam.
Hello. Hey, Sam. Only on this radio show can we have, like, that sort of prank phone call thing with Jig and, like, a dude dressed up as a whatever, and some guy on the bike in Copenhagen. It's like a really sort of mix and match of a show. I'm really liking it. But,
it is a mix, and indeed it is a match of a show. Most definitely, dear listener, most definitely.
On topic of mental health, I know I keep promoting my YouTube or whatever, but I made a video about mental health a couple of days ago about mental health not having any boundaries, because a lot of people seem to think, especially in my generation, obviously I'm 20 years old, there's people younger than me who are going through some really bad times, like self-harm and like depression and stuff. In my videos, obviously, I talk about all manner of things and try and get people, previously said, like a sort of light bulb kind of moment in their head, thinking that, you know, there's a way out of this, of this situation.
Yeah.
I tried to get in contact with you a couple of days ago, and I name dropped you in one of the videos, in the boundary video, because obviously, like in a good way, of course. Obviously.
Okay.
It wasn't like, you know, like a diss or whatever. But no, I said obviously, you know, you're a 40-something-year-old man who's going through, you know, a hard time right now, and you know, and I obviously like use you as a sort of not a case study as such. I barely talk about you that much, but I just want to say thank you for being open about your
situation. Here's the thing,
because
I'm going to stop. I've just decided I'm going to stop.
Yeah, I understand that.
I say too much. I'm going to stop. And, you know, there was a nice other fella saying, well, you know, you talking like that might give one person the courage. That ain't my job. It's not my position or my job. I'm going to let someone else do it. Because I can't, because it's... And this isn't anyway a pop of you, Sam, at all. I can't do it. I can't be that person. I'm not that person. So I'm stopping now.
Yeah.
Stopped.
I mean, when my mum passed away, it was kind of thing when I wanted to like make a difference. Does that make sense? And so, like 3 days after she passed away, I made videos about dealing with death, that kind of thing, because it helped me personally. And when I was going through insomnia phases and phases of not self-harm, because I was doing that anyway. it was like a kind of a release, because obviously I was helping myself and helping other people in the long run. And I just want to say, like, obviously, yeah, like you said, you know, don't ever feel like, you know, you have to talk about it. I feel like I have to talk about it because I know that my audience, you know, likes it. And, well, not likes it, but, you know, I mean, like, they kind of, they benefit from it.
Yeah.
Also, I want to get rid of this topic. Also, you know, the other day you were talking about obscure cover.
Yes, yeah. Obscure cover versions.
Yeah, there's a. You probably heard of them. I mean, they're quite big, or he's quite big. Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox.
Scott Balcony's what?
Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox.
Scott basically. Balcony's Postmodern Jukebox. What the hell is that?
Bradley. Scott Bradley.
Bradley Balcony's Post.
Anyway.
Yeah.
It's like a kind of jazz version of pop songs. So there's no. It's good. There's you know, Hey Ya by Outkast.
I'm aware of it. Great song. A real summer party anthem.
Certainly is.
Get your party started, Hey Ya.
There's a fantastic sort of jazz, kind of like Motown kind of cover of it. And it's really sort of chill. And it, yeah, it just got to, you know, open your doors to that
Sam,
world.
The doors are open, of course. The doors of perception are open. Aldous Huxley? Was it Aldous Huxley? The doors of perception are open? That's where which rock band got their name from, the doors of perception? Of course it was of perception. Thank you, Sam. Music Geek 81. Yes, sir!
Oh, hip, hip, hip.
Hip, hip, hip!
I was about 13 seconds I counted there, I think.
That wasn't bad.
Yeah, 15 seconds, not bad.
I didn't even take a run-up. I was going to sing a song tonight, and I forgot to print the words. I'd need to print the words off and practice this. Hang on a second. Where is it? I was going to... Because we had this in the car. Where is it? We had this in the car, and I was going to sing it. Oh, where the hell are you? Hang on, wait there. Here we go. Well, I was going to sing this, right? Hang on, here we go. But I don't know the words. Do you know this one?
It sounds like I should.
Here we go. I'm doing the first bit. Can't imagine so many monkeys in the Daily Mail. So somebody sent balls it up straight away. So many monkeys in this. All right, okay, hang on a minute. Here we go. All right, here we go. I'm going to stand up for this. I can only do the first bit. Here we go. Can't imagine so many monkeys in the Daily Mails and somebody sending them anonymously so they leave no trail. I never thought I'd have an admirer from overseas, but somebody's sending me stationery filled with chimpanzees. That's as far as I can go. I'm tempted to do the whole bloody thing. Hang on a minute.
I think rival Chris Martin on the improvising songs malarkey.
Hang on a second. If only I were improvising that. Hang on a minute. Another post, guys. This is a proper song. This is the Bare Naked Ladies.
This is the song
they cast as ruining their career. Hang on a minute. Another postcard lyrics. When I'm daddy in the car, I can do this. Hang on a second. Bear with me. Indulge me, dear listener. I wanted to do this and I forgot. Bare Naked. Because I can do. I know the first verse by heart, but I don't know the. Okay, right. Just hang on a minute. Just. Here we go. That's Daytime Friends. We don't want that. Here we go. All right. Here we go. Here we go. You can't imagine so many monkeys in the Daily Mail and somebody sending anonymously so they leave no trail. I never thought I'd have an admirer from overseas, but somebody's sending me stationery filled with chimpanzees. Some chimps in swimsuits, some chimps are swimming in from a vine, some chimps in jack boots, some chimps that wish they could be my Starsky and Hutch chimps, a chimp who's sitting on the can, a pair of Dutch chimps who send their love from Amsterdam. Breathe. Bear with me. We're going for it. We're in. We're going for it. I have never attempted the rest of the song, Music Geek, but we're going to go for it.
Okay. I'm always.
If we fail, I'm going to bail out. Okay.
If we fail, we bail.
If I had to guess, I'd say the monkey sender thinks it's great. He's sending me, maybe she's sending me just to see me get irate. I'm losing sleep, but it's going to be keeping me up all night. No, we're out. We're out. Can't do it. We can't do it.
It was a valiant attempt, I think.
No, I'm not having that. I'm not having that. Hang on. Hang on. One more. One more go. One more go.
One more
go. Here we go. One more bash. Here we go. There we go. One more bash. Here we go. I'm not having that. It's last one for tonight. Last one for tonight. Last one for tonight. Here we go. You can't imagine so many monkeys in the Daily Mail, and all of them coming anonymously so they leave no trail. I never thought I'd have an admirer from overseas, but somebody's sending me stationery filled with chimpanzees. Some chimps in swimsuits, some chimps are swinging from a vine, some chimps in jackboots, some chimps that wish they could be my Starsky and Hutch chimps. A chimp who's sitting on the can, a pair of Dutch chimps who send their love from Amsterdam. Breathe. Here we go. Here we go. Okay, I can do this. I can do this. Come on. Here we go. If I had to guess, I'd say the monkey sender thinks it's great. He's sending me, maybe she's sending me just to see me get irate. I'm losing sleep and it's going to be keeping me up all night. I thought it was funny, but now I've got money on a monkey fight. Some chimps in hard hats. Chimps are working on a chain gang. Chimps... No, I'm out. I'm out. tune in tomorrow, guys. Tune in tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow. That's tomorrow's thing. I meant to practice that on the way in. That's what I was going to do. Balls to that. Anyway, Music Geek, what can I do for you, sir?
Nothing too deep and meaningful tonight. Well,
after that,
yeah,
good!
In light of the last hour, I think we need a little bit of geekiness, I think.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Go on, then.
Okay, then. Video game that's been turned into a film.
Yes.
And I haven't seen the film or played the video game. Max Payne. And
oh,
I thought someone might have...
The game, I didn't like the game. I was the only person in the country that didn't like the game. I reviewed it on a TV show I was presenting called Thumb Bandits. Terrible show. And it was the first... We got a preview copy of the game. It was the first episode of the series. And I slagged the game off. And so all the games companies went... We're not going to send you any more games then to review. And we had a production. It was me and Alex Kratowski, who's now a doctor. And they said, you've got to do good reviews of the games. And we said, what, even if they're turkeys? They went, yeah. And we had to compromise our integrity ever so slightly.
Oh, dear. Well, you should stick to your guns anyway.
Well, I did stick to my guns. And I did. We kind of compromised on one game and then we stopped. So... There we
the
go.
Thumb Bandits were no more.
It was a disbanded. It was a pony pro. Listen, I've got to move on because you got me singing that song. I've not got much time for all of these calls. Yes, Rashid. Rashid.
Yo, Ian, that was dope, man. Lyrics straight from the head dome.
It's lyrics straight from the internet because I was reading it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was going to sign you up then. Dr. No. Dre and the next Eminem.
You're just ripping that contract up in front of my face. Tomorrow, I'm going to do it. Tomorrow, guys. I'm doing another postcard by the Bare Naked Ladies, and there's not
that
a course
good,
in the
that
land that can
good.
Stop
me.
You
got the flow.
Yeah, I'm tired. I'm tired. I need to do early doors tomorrow, and that's what I do. Start tomorrow's show, boom, straight into another postcard.
You need to stand up and do it, Ian, like know what they do when they spit fire in the booth.
Yeah,
exactly. When they spit fire in the booth.
Spit fire in the booth. I need to... Hang on, I'm going to put Alex on as well, because we're running out of time. Yes, Alex. Alex and Rashid, you're on together. What have you got for us? Rashid, you go first.
Films that have been... I mean, games that have been made into films.
Yes.
The Four Lions.
What are you talking about?
The Four Lions. You know that game that you were describing earlier where the people say, Allahu Akbar.
Oh, for crying out loud. They were doing that. They're doing that in Rainbow Six. It's nuts, man. It's absolutely nuts. It's good, that film Four Lions, isn't it? I've not seen that for a while.
It is.
Doom was the worst one.
I want to watch it again, actually.
Go on, Alex. What are you saying?
I'm saying Doom was the worst one. They made a movie of Doom, and it was absolutely awful.
Well, this is... Am I right? Was it The Rock or Vin Diesel or someone in it?
Yeah, The Rock. Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson. And he was going to fight the monsters... I can't remember what the monsters are in Doom. But it went. The camera went first person, so Yes, thank you. So you just saw the gun, didn't you?
Yes, yeah, first-person shooter.
Yeah, ridiculous idea for a movie.
It was terrible, but it wasn't anything like the game, really.
Well,
either.
There's no story in Doom. You walk around levels, collecting keys, I think. I haven't played it for so long. And shooting monsters, and that's it. Have you played the new Doom? Is the new Doom any good?
The new Doom is out. I've only seen clips of it on YouTube, whatever. It does look very good. But very, very violent.
Well, you speak my language. You speak my video game language. I've got to move on. I'm sorry, gentlemen. Tim and James, stay there. We'll come to you after after the news. Sorry. Because we have Music Geek 81. Could you hear him egging me on to attempt that ridiculous song? We didn't have much time for the callers. What a crazy turn of events. Don't egg me on. Don't encourage me. Don't drug me with Rohypnol and then force me to try and take multiple attempts at another postcard by bare naked ladies. What the hell are you thinking of? James, Tim, I'll speak to you after the news, and then after them, we'll take calls straight to air. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Evening, dear listener. This is Ian Lee. We've got Tim. We've got Rob Bernays. Hang on a second. Rob, why are you coming on?
I've got the answer to your lack of listeners. A radio-based fantasy quiz.
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, he's correct in assuming we have a lack of listeners. Yes. But... no. I'm Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio. This is the news.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
There's a voice that keeps on calling me. Down the road, it's where I'll always be. Every stop I make a new friend. Can't stay for long, just turn around and I'm gone again. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on. Down this road that never seems to end. When new adventure lies just around the bend. So if you wanna join me for a while, just grab your hat. Style. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow, the whole world is my home. So if you wanna join me for a while, just grab your hat and come travel like that's old style. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow, I'll just keep moving on. Waiting to unfold a brand new tale no one has ever told. We've journeyed far, but you know it won't be long. We're almost there when we've paid our fare with a hobo song. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on. So if you wanna join me for a while, just grab your hat. Style. Maybe tomorrow I'll find what I call home. Until tomorrow, you know I'm free to roam.
Yes, Tim. Tim.
Hi, how's it going?
Yeah, you know, I'm all right.
Good. I was just calling tonight to see if we could talk about when your wife or girlfriend goes away.
Why? What do you want to do? What do you want to do? How do you know my wife and girlfriends are going away?
More generally speaking.
Okay, yeah.
Basically, I've been left in my house on my own this week.
Isn't it a joy?
Well, this is the crux of the issue.
Ah.
It is a joy, but also it's a mixed blessing. I've got all this freedom.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much doing whatever I want.
Beautiful.
But it's... it's kind of a bit self-destructive.
Are you doing drugs? Are you doing drugs and hookers?
There are no drugs and hookers.
Okay, well that would be like properly destructive. So you're not as bad as some people.
No, I'm not the worst.
No, what are you doing that's destructive?
So I've got around me right now like a semicircle of shame.
God, I don't want to hear about your semicircle, because I know what mine would be.
What would yours be?
I'm not saying on the radio. Go on.
So
pizza? Pizza box?
There's no pizza box, but there were burgers.
Yep, yep.
I've basically eaten nothing but chips for 4 days now. Chips and burgers.
Okay.
There's cider. There's an Xbox controller, which is seen far too much action recently.
Yeah. What are you playing?
I was actually just playing FIFA. Nothing serious.
Okay. Add me. I'm Michael Nesmith. Continue.
Okay. I'll try and find you.
Yeah.
I've had a bit of Football Manager on the go.
Mate, you're living the dream. I don't understand what your problem is. You're living the flipping dream.
There's got to be a limit, though, hasn't there?
No. Well, when does she come back?
Tomorrow.
God, I know what your problem is. You're worried that you've got to tidy up and go cold turkey. You've enjoyed this freedom a little bit too much.
Well, I can't say that I haven't enjoyed it.
Exactly, Tim. And you've got to go back. You've got to go back to the way it was. Not playing FIFA in your pants. Not having chips and cider every day. Not phoning up late night radio stations.
Well, turning
FIFA off.
Cider.
You mentioned cider.
Did I? Okay.
Yes, you did. So that's how much cider you've had. You were mentioning it and you forgot it.
It's true. It's true.
And having to turn off the Xbox so we can watch Coronation Street. Or that thing with that woman who used to be in Coronation Street where she plays a copper on BBC One.
Happy Valley.
That's the thing, yeah.
How depressing.
Yeah, yeah. And you'll be back to that.
Well, I mean, I didn't know until this week I could play Football Manager and FIFA at the same time.
What, on Xbox and laptop or something?
Yeah.
Mate, you're flipping heck. That's insane. That is insane. That's the playing two video games at once is like doing crack cocaine.
I've not tried it, but you know,
neither have
I. Imagine.
And I wouldn't recommend it. But it's that same quick buzz, and it's real high, and then you go back down. You've got to keep doing it. You've got to keep doing it.
Sounds Moorish.
I would change the locks on the door and close the curtains so that you never have to go back to that life.
Well, I've got like 8 hours and then I have to get up for work. And then, I mean, she'll be back probably 7.
Don't, 7 p.m.
So.
Don't go to sleep, mate. Stay up or get every last bit of pleasure out of those 8 hours.
But, I'll see if I can do that. What I was really hoping to hear was maybe if some people had done what I've done, but in a more extreme way.
Okay, well, you want to feel good about yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't. And listen, tomorrow you're going to feel rotten and you're going to hate yourself. Trust me, right? So enjoy these 8 hours, Tim. Enjoy them. Enjoy them. Play Football Manager. Play FIFA. Drink more cider. Go to work filthy and chippy and stinky. Can you do that for me?
I promise.
Did you just take a swig of cider?
Might have done.
I flipping love you, man. That's my That is my listener personified, right? When you work in radio, they have a projection of who you're supposed to be talking to. It's like they make up, from all the statistics and stuff, they make up a person you're talking to. At the BBC local radio, there was a woman called Susan we were supposed to be broadcasting to. And I think Susan was 53 years old. She worked part-time and she had two kids. It was like a fictional thing. Tim is the talk radio target audience. Rob's on the line. Yes, Rob.
Was Susan fit?
In my head, yes, she was. She was, a sexy older woman.
Nice. Cool. Okay, couple of things.
Okay, well, that was the hors d'oeuvre. Let's get on to the main course of filth.
I've not called in for a bit, been busy.
Well, you called in about an hour ago, mate.
But prior to that...
Yep.
So I took a game show, which I wrote, and it's not done very well, so I thought maybe you could give me a bit of an idea on where I'm going wrong.
Sure, mate, of course.
So, World of Warcraft.
Stop you there.
Carl Lane's Bread and Game of Thrones. They're all medieval. They're all...
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, right, this is the first radio-based, online, fantasy-fighting, cooperative strategic quiz.
Hello, caller. Welcome to Adventure Quest. What is your name, please, caller?
It's called yes. Ironcast Warriors of the Endless Medieval Forests.
OK, right.
So, basically, do you want to have a quick go?
Yeah, go on, why not? 0844-499-1000 if you want to play. What's it called again, Rob?
It's called Ironcast Warriors of the Endless Medieval Fortress.
OK, and can anyone play it?
Anyone? I've got enough for two people in three quick rounds.
OK, 0844-499-1000. Let's just wait, Rob, and wait for the phone lines to light up and with people willing and ready to play. Was it Fortress of the Unknown?
No, Ironcast Warriors.
Yes.
Of the Endless Medieval Fortress.
Okay, let's just wait a second, Rob. Let's just wait.
Yeah.
For the phones.
Do you want to be a warlock, a knight, a wizard, or a warrior, Ian?
In those games, I would always be a cleric. Isn't that
boring?
Do you
want to be a warlock,
yes?
A knight, okay. A wizard, or a warrior, Ian?
Well, what's the difference between a warlock and a wizard?
Well, a warlock's like a soldier, but muscly. Like a Hulk Hogan type.
No, he's not. A warlock does magic.
Do you want to be a warlock, a knight, a wizard or a warrior, Ian?
Okay, well, it looks like it's just me playing. I'll be a wizard, please, Rob.
So, Wizard Stephen.
What?
Stephen the Wizard.
No, why can't I give him, like, a magical name?
Give yourself a magical name if you want.
Oh, God, it's hard to think, isn't it? No, Stephen will do. Stephen will do.
Stephen will do, the
yes.
Wizard.
Yes.
Okay. So, we start in Titmus Pub.
Oh, jeez.
And we've got to get to Fabio Castle. And you've got to kill Hopkins the Witch and Boyle the Witch on the way.
Hang on one second.
Yes.
A gamer has entered the room. What is your name, gamer?
I'm a wizard.
No, I'm a wizard.
Hello?
There we go.
What happened there?
I've got sound effects ready here.
Right, we got. What's your name, wizard? No, she can't be. Can you have two wizards?
You can have two wizards, but it's better if you're not. You can be a warlock, a knight, or a warrior.
A warlock is a wizard, and a knight is a warrior, mate. You're a warrior, Katya.
Okay.
Katya is.
We go south.
So Katya is a. What was Katya?
I'm a warlock.
A warrior.
A warrior warlock.
What's the difference? What's the difference?
Stephen Uldoo is a wizard.
Okay.
Right, hang on a second. Another. Oh, let me touch the screen. I'm already here. Hang on a minute.
Here we go.
Hang on a minute. We've got another gamer. What's your name, player?
I've got a wizard slave. It's Russ in Litchfield.
Okay. Well, so we've got Russ is a wizard. Katya, are you still there?
Yes.
Russ. So we've got Russ you can't be a wizard, mate, because I'm a wizard. Be a warlock, even though that's a wizard.
I'll be a warlock.
All right.
So Russ is a warlock, yep. Katya is a warlock warrior, and Stephen Uldoo is a wizard.
Okay.
But I want to be a warlock warrior.
No, there's no such thing as a warlock warrior.
You've all got swords, you're fine.
Okay. What magic? I want to cast a spell. Hang on a minute. We've got... Oh, flipping it. Mind my touch screen, not my touch
screen. Have any of you got 18-sided dies with you?
No, I've left mine at home.
Yes, I have.
Excellent. Okay, we might...
Right, hang on a minute.
I was gone the other...
He's gone. Hang on a minute. I'm having trouble with the... right, okay. Rob.
Yo.
We've got another player has joined the game. What's your name, player?
That's Boyle the Witch.
Right, that's good. Right, that person's
They're
gone. That's outrageous. That's outrageous. Right, now, hang on. Katya's gone. Where's Katya gone? Katya, call back in. Right.
Right, we're off again.
I want to kill Russ.
I'm
serious.
I want
to cast... What spells have I got? Because I want to cast the strongest, most deadly spell on Russ.
You've all got a sensor card.
I'm not having this.
Right. You've all got a sensor card.
I'm casting a spell on you, Russ. Rob, I'm casting a spell on Russ.
Let me just explain what you've got first, because he can defend himself.
All right, yeah.
So you've all got one sensor card, you've all got the ability to cast one spell,
yeah.
or you can attack, right?
Right, well, hang on a minute. I want me... Why is my touch screen not working?
Right.
Hang on a minute.
I've got the music!
Right, hang on a minute, hang on a minute. Put Katya on that conference. The touch screen's not working because it's filthy. Hang on. Hang on a minute.
This is...
No, hang on a minute. Right, can you get that Katya on the conference call? Oh, for crying out loud. Right. Katya!
Oh, yeah, I went to fetch the dice.
Okay. Could you... Can we fault report that my touchscreen isn't working? We're playing a top game of Dungeons & Dragons.
No, I incast Warriors of the Endless Medieval Fortress.
Okay, but it's very similar to... oh, flipping it. Now this has gone to cock. Hang on a minute. Wait there, Rob. Right. Okay, we've got another gamer. What's your name, player?
My name's Ryan Reynolds! Ryan Reynolds!
Please go away, please.
Don't talk anymore. They're just mucking it up now.
They're mucking it up now.
There's too many people.
Me and Katya have decided we want to kill Russ.
Right. So let's just set the scene before you attack each other.
I really want to kill Russ, though.
Right. So you're all in the pub.
What are you going to do if you cast a spell on me and then like
you're about to set up
in the next few days?
So you two are drawing your swords to attack.
No, I'm going to cast. I'm going to cast a spell.
There you go. Okay, so Katya and Stephen will do.
Right.
You want to cast a spell on Russ.
Hang on a second.
How? When?
Oh, this touchscreen is knackered. Right, okay, right, go on.
There's the sword again. So, between you have to answer a question, and if you get it right, then Russ is on the defence.
Yeah.
So, the question is, you're in a medieval pub?
Yes.
Yes. In the background, there's a snooker table.
Yeah.
But the question is, what number did Snooker Loopy by Chaz and Dave chart at? There you go.
Snoopy Loopy?
Snooker Loopy.
Snooker Loopy.
We've got a new gamer in the room. Good evening, gamer. What's your name?
It's Vinny, and I'm Don. And my chosen weapon is the AK-47. Bang, 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 bang. You're all dead.
Well, hang on a minute. Because I'm cast. He's gone.
Vinny's.
Right. He got to number two.
Let me just check. Oh, I'm sorry. It was number six.
Was it really?
So, Rush, you can now defend or attack.
I'll attack, mate. Come on.
No, hang on a minute.
Okay.
Hang on. Katya hasn't answered the question yet. I've answered the question, but I got it wrong, so my attack failed.
It took it as a joint answer.
Six. Yeah.
It was number six, yes.
So she kills Russ.
Yeah.
This ain't fair.
So you're wounded now, Russ.
Two of them against me.
Yeah, well, Russ, you should learn a lesson from
wounded,
that, mate.
Yeah.
Well done.
Swearing in a minute.
So you can attack Russ with your dying breath.
Huh?
Okay.
Come on, bring it on. Bring it on then.
So
come on.
You have to answer another question, and your question is, who was the first man to get a 147 maximum break on the television?
I know the answer to this. If he gets it wrong, can I answer it and then do a spell on him?
Yes.
Yeah, I could kill him. I'd kill Russ.
Come on, Russ.
Come on, Russ, it's easy.
I do believe it was Alex Higgins.
Incorrect answer.
No, I'm sorry, Russ.
I'm coming back with it. Cliff Thorburn. Cliff Thorburn.
The first televised 147 was Steve Davis.
Oh, shut up. It was Thorburn.
Yeah. It was Steve Davis. You can check this.
Steve Davis.
I'll put work into this, trust me.
Can I cast a spell to go back in time to answer the question again?
No.
Okay.
Right, you can do one or two things.
I want to kill Katya.
My phone.
No. You're going to kill Katya.
No, Nicole.
You're going to attack, so therefore...
No, don't say how.
No. You can cast a whirlwind spell, Ian, which will blow her
listen,
out.
I tell you what we're going to do. I tell you what we're going to do. Is we're going to call you all back, and we'll take a quick break, and we'll come and speak to you on the other side of this.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Do us a favour. Kath's in the studio. Can you turn these lights off as well? So it's that one of those white switches. That'll do it. Right, so we've got... Right, let's just... No. The white switches. One of those. That's it. Perfect. Yeah. There we go. We're in. We've got atmosphere. Right. So, Rob, we're playing Dungeon...
Oh?
What the hell's going on there? Who is that? Right, that's you, Rob. Hang on a minute. Rob? No, Rob's... I think Rob's died. Rob? Right, Rob's gone. Can you give him a call back, please? Katty, are you there?
I'm there.
Russ, are you there?
I'm here, mate.
Yeah, you're not for much longer, though, Russ, because I'm going to kill you.
You bitch.
What? Right, Rob, are you back?
Ryan Reynolds!
OK, well done. I don't fancy Ryan Reynolds anymore, OK, guys?
Ryan Gosling!
Thank you very much indeed. OK, so we're playing Dungeons & Dragons with Rob.
No, we're not. It's Iron Cast Warriors of the Endless Medieval Fortress.
OK, and we... Russ, I think...
Oh.
There you go.
I think Russ is about to die, isn't he?
Russ is at
death's door.
Warlock, he's injured. Katia, the warrior warlock, is in between. And Stephen Aldo...
That's me.
...is a wizard, and he's attacking Russ.
Yeah, I'm going to kill Russ.
How come everybody's attacking me?
Well, I think you should ask yourself some very serious questions.
You are wounded. There you are. So... Yes. Right.
This is going out on the radio. This is incredible, isn't it?
It's your turn. What do you want to do?
Katia wants to service us.
Did I say that?
You thought it. I'm a wizard and I can read your thoughts. And you want to service me and Russ.
That's a bit... Okay.
Russ has been serviced.
No.
My turn.
Okay, so I'm going to move you into Hopkins Forest.
By the way, I feel a second bonus podcast coming out tomorrow.
I'm going to move you into Hopkins Forest, where Boyle the Witch is. Ooh. And all three of you are looking up. There she is.
You're pushing it, mate.
So, the three of you can continue to attack each other. Or you can attack Boyle the Witch.
The Witch. Yes. Yes.
The Witch.
The Witch.
Well, okay, yeah, just because she's the worst of all the evils that are surrounding me. Yeah, let's attack Boyle the Witch.
Okay.
All right, Russ, stop servicing yourself.
Come on, Russ. Right, so, between the three of you... You're going to do a strong attack.
Can I just say, I think it's very unfair that you're calling me a witch, just because I'm single and I've got special powers. Stop me, Russ!
Stop, will you stop servicing yourself, Russ?
I can't help it.
Can we put a spell on him so that he just doesn't, you know, he stops doing all that?
We'll see what we can do.
Okay.
No, that's not going to work. Okay. It's still work in progress. That's what I'm saying. Right.
Right.
So, we're in the forest. It's thundering. Yes. There we go.
Okay.
Boyle the Witch. There we go. Right. Now.
Yes.
The point to get the answer, give me the next line to this famous song.
All right, don't rush into it, guys.
There you go.
What?
Could you play it one more time for us, please? Certainly.
Can you sing with it?
No, no, no. It's Spenders. Jimmy Nail singing She's Lying. So I'm guessing... Russ! Leave it alone, God, for God's sakes. You won't have any strength to be a warrior if you keep doing that. I'm going to say... She's Lying.
Is that what we're going for?
Is that what we're going for, the crew?
I'm going to give you a clue. Say this is near the end of the song.
Right. Okay. Ain't no doubt. Oh, Russ. Ain't no doubt. It's plain to see. Woman like her's no good for me. Play again, because I've got it.
Okay, one more time.
Tomorrow.
Ain't no doubt it's plain to see.
Oh. You've got their sword out. Ross!
She's lying.
Is that what we're going for, guys?
Yeah. Hello?
Wrong. I know. Can I get them all? Can I get them all if I get it right?
Yeah, easy.
Can I nuke them?
Boil the witch. Go for it.
Ask for more. Ask for more.
Oh, it's actually I Still Love You. Ready?
No, ask for more, ask for more.
Oh, did give you a clue and say it was the end of the song.
Yeah, I think you're making it up.
I think he's making it up.
I think you're making it up.
I just won and you won't let me have it.
That's the actual end of the song.
No.
All right, so is Boyle dead?
No, she's still alive. You both know. A tiebreaker question.
Oh, right. Flipping it.
Can I hope you get the answer to that?
It's like real Dungeons and Dragons.
So, Boyle the Witch is on Virgo the Dragon. Okay. So, and she's going to go to Griffith Mountain. Terry Griffiths was a famous snooker player.
Yes, look like my mate's friend who lived around the corner from us. Yes.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Ross.
Ross is not impressed.
I think he is.
I am.
Oh, Jesus.
Right. So what nationality is Terry Griffiths? I'll give you thinking music if you need it.
I know it. I know the answer.
Oh, no.
Go on, Russ.
Oh, no.
Go on, Russ.
It's Welsh.
He's Welsh, boy, or?
He is Welsh. Well done. There we go. Right. So you've killed Boyle the Witch.
Yes!
Unfair.
What the hell is that?
So, there's two people wounded there, and you've done the mission. There we go.
Wound. It's the gunnet. It's finished it off.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All we need to do is sing you out.
Is that the end?
Yeah, I just need to do the end of music now.
I want to kill Russ.
We all want to kill Russ.
You can't.
I've got another question if you want to ask it.
No.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, so random question. Sir Stephen Hendry of Sheffield won the championship how many times? Was it 6, 7, or 8?
And will this eight. Kill Russ?
This could kill Russ, yes.
What championship?
World Championship of Snooker.
No Googling.
Eight. Finish him.
No.
Wait, what?
You'll just be dead.
No. Yeah, well, her ghost has come back.
I'm a witch, remember?
You can't...
Etc.
Okay, right. What are the options?
6, 7, or 8?
7.
You're going for 7?
Yeah.
Ian?
Yeah. I've killed Russ!
You've killed him! You've killed Russ!
That's not nice.
He's taken a while to die.
Can
we play this again?
He's dead. Russ is dead. Now I want to celebrate by making love to Katia.
No, I feel very inappropriate.
Well, I think we've just killed Russ, Katia. Give me another question.
Yeah, sorry.
It was Rob doing that noise. Give me another question. I want to make love to Katia.
Okay.
No.
We have to have two questions, right? So if I get it right, then we make love. But if she gets a question right, then...
She can stab him in the face repeatedly.
Then it's not full sex.
Okay, repeat.
So, if you are playing snooker, Ian...
Yes.
Oh, flipping it.
And you put a red and a pink, a red and a black... And then a red and a blue, how many points would you have scored?
Red and a pink is 7, red and a black is 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13,
14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21! 21 is the right answer!
Katia,
run! There run like the wind!
No. Okay, Katia.
Yes?
Technically, you really need to answer this, because I'm not sure how you'd stand with Ofcom if you don't get it.
When Rob Bonet is considering Ofcom more than the production team, we're in very, very serious trouble.
Are you talking about Brexit?
No!
Not tonight.
Yeah, you want to make a Brexit right out of it.
So, Katia.
Yes?
Can you please tell me
How many frames are in a World Championship snooker match final?
Okay. I've watched snooker many times with Roger.
Roger.
I wish I had paid attention now.
You were too busy.
So, how many frames?
How many frames could maximum be played in a World Snooker Championship final? Do you want some thinking music?
No. Can you give me the first letter?
The first letter? If I know the answer...
There you go.
If I know the answer, do we just get straight down to it?
That's it.
I think it is the maximum that could be played... Well, it's the best of 18, isn't it? So that would mean the maximum that could be played... 17.
Whack, whack.
Oh, you're so lucky, Katia.
Katia, would you like to answer? And then you can... I don't know. You can run. You can run quite fast into the forest.
Use my dragon.
Yeah. Boil the witch's back.
Okay, I say 21.
21?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Okay, I want to have sex with Rob.
Yes.
I cast a spell and have sex with the Dungeon Master. And on that bombshell...
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
08444991000 is the telephone number. Call straight to air, 7 pence a minute, plus access charge. Significantly more from some mobile number. Someone thinks that we faked that racist caller. Someone who was listening yesterday and was upset with the show and was doing all hashtags radio boring, turn off.
Turned on again.
But they're listening again. It's a bit sad that Talk Radio has to get one of their staff members to call on and pretend to be racist. Shameful. Hashtag radio, hashtag boring, hashtag turn off. I've replied, the arse are you banging on about? You hated last night's show and still listening. Hashtag can't stop, hashtag obsessed, hashtag jog on. He works in the industry as well, he claims.
Really?
You can call in, guys, and we can do a post-mortem on that if you're... Oh, I never got to do this, did I? I want to do this. You can call in about that. Patrick Rock.
Oh, flipping out.
Patrick Rock. This is an outrageous story, right? And conspiracy theorists might think... We had that horrible fellow, the 30-year-old guy... who committed horrible... I mean, it implies I'm quantifying paedophilia, you know, different levels of it. I'm not at all. Claimed to be one of the most prolific paedophiles this country's ever seen. 30-year-old guy went around the world, did all kinds of horrible things, right? And he got sentenced yesterday, and this guy got sentenced today. So obviously all the news is about this guy that did loads of things. And this guy that's done something comparatively, not done as much, it's kind of covered up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And people say people could question the VIP paedophiles. David Cameron came out and said, if you're looking for a cover-up on sexual abuse, you'll have to look elsewhere. Do you remember that?
Mm.
A former aide to Prime Minister David Cameron, Patrick Rock, has avoided a prison sentence after downloading indecent images of underage girls. The ex-deputy director of policy at Downing Street... Do you know what he was in charge of?
Oh, God, what?
He was in charge of leading the government's... he was in charge of leading the government... I'm getting so tongue-tied. Basically, he was in charge of the government's attitude towards child pornography.
You're kidding me.
Is it in here? It's in one of the papers. Let me find it, because I want to make sure I've got this... I want to make sure we got this guy. We know exactly what it was, because I don't want to do any... I wrote it down in one of the papers. Mary Poppins 2... Oh, there we go. Mail, page 27. Pedo, that's what it is. Here we go. Mail, page 27. It might give his job title in here. Page 27.
David Cameron was facing... So this is before he was sentenced. Oh, here we go. Patrick Rock, 65, was a key member of the Prime Minister's inner circle at Downing Street. He'd been involved in drawing up government policy on tackling internet pornography.
Oh,
when he was caught with a cache of indecent images of girls as young as 10 in gold bikinis and hot pants. So they have a ranking scale in the police of child pornography. And I think I've got this the right way round. I think it goes from 1 to 5, with 5 just being unimaginable stuff. I think that's the right way round. So this guy was not, you know, this guy was lower down the scale, but still. The ex-deputy director, so that was written, that was today's papers, and he got sentenced to today, so the papers are out of date, so this is from the BBC website. The ex-deputy director of policy at Downing Street of Fulham, London, was given a 2-year conditional discharge after being convicted of 5 charges, so he doesn't go to prison. He was acquitted of 3 similar counts, and the jury was unable to reach a verdict on the remaining 12. Rock, 65, had admitted downloading 20 images but denied they were indecent. Jurors were told that while none of the girls were naked, they were in sexualised poses in skimpy clothing, including swimwear and bras. And here's the reason why the judge, Alistair McCreath, said he would not serve time in prison. He said Rock's punishment was the loss of your reputation and your very public humiliation. Sorry? What? That's enough now, is it? So if you've been publicly humiliated, I ain't seen much of it in the papers. If you've been publicly humiliated for downloading indecent images of children, that's enough, is it? That's enough of a punishment. I've not lost sight of the obvious reality that right-thinking people will quite properly consider that those who did what you did should be punished for it, said the judge. You should be, and you have been. It is a punishment which you brought on yourself, but is nonetheless a very real one. And it is one that is utterly merited. I don't get it. And I'm not doing a whole knee-jerk, we should hang all the buggers. I'm not doing that at all, right? I'm not doing that at all. It just really strikes me as odd. And you can't help but thinking, is it because he worked with David Cameron? Is it a cover-up? Is it a cover-up?
Surely they should come down on him like a ton of bricks, given his previous position.
And, you know, you get people that... You can't compare crimes, so I'm not going to, because you can't. OK. The court heard the youngest of the girls in the pictures was aged just 10 years and 4 months when he downloaded the image, meaning she would have been younger when it was taken. Judge McCreath said these were all sexualised images of children, which were, the jury found, indecent. They represent the sexual exploitation of 5 young girls. Whilst it is true that the photographs were taken by others, you and others like you who access and look at these images were complicit in exploitation. And his reward, his punishment is he must register as a sex offender for 2 years, was also banned from using a device with the internet unless it can retain its browsing history, and he surrenders it for inspection by the police over the same period, and £12,500 in court costs. Well, £12,500 to him is nothing. His punishment is the fact that he's lost his job and he's been publicly humiliated. I don't get it. I don't get it. Honestly, I'm scratching my head. I'm sorry, we're ending not on a downer because we've got another 15 minutes, 20 minutes, so we can turn it around the corner again. But, you know, there's all this talk of VIP paedophile cover-ups and you know, there's no cover-up. There's no cover-up. David Cameron himself said, if you want to look for cover-ups, you're going to have to look elsewhere. There's nothing here. And then someone who worked for David Cameron advising people on the laws on pornography gets found with indecent images of little kiddies, 10-year-old little kiddies, right? She could have been 9 when it was taken. And his punishment is, well, you got humiliated. Is that it? The world's gone nuts.
Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
OK, last 15 minutes of the show, 0844, and this is the old number, 0844 499 1000. Calls go straight to air. Line 1, you're on the wireless.
Hi, Ian.
Hello, mate.
How are you?
I'm peckish, actually. I'm quite peckish. And yesterday, I forgot to say thank you. I can't remember the name of the gentleman that brought them in.
From the barbecue.
The barbecue. We got
Keith.
Keith, that was it. Keith, thank you. And I'm sorry I didn't get to meet you. Next time.
We got...
Back in the day, it's all about eating food from listeners.
No, I know. I would never... Of course, famously, 1985, Mike Mendoza ate a jammy donut from a listener, and it was laced with LSD. He went absolutely bonkers. He honestly went bonkers. And it was on air. So I've got a tape of it somewhere.
I really hope that's true.
No, it's true. Absolutely true. He had to have 3 months in psychiatric help. So it's not funny, but he's... I mean, anyway. And Keith dropped off loads of barbecue ribs.
Oh, my goodness. They were the best ribs I've ever tasted.
I've never tasted anything like it in my life. I'm still a relative. I've only been eating meat for 2 years. Flippin' heck.
You should have seen him devour them. I said, just think, a couple of years ago, you wouldn't touch these.
I gave the last rack to you and Ed to split because I thought, I can't, I'm going to become an animal.
I've still got a couple in the fridge.
Beautiful, mm-mm, beautiful. Mm-mm. Anyway, yes, sir.
First, I owe you an apology for last night.
What happened last night?
You said that Hawaii was the 50th American state, and for some reason I disagree with you.
Despite
having no knowledge of American history or geography.
Yes.
You're just feeling contrary.
Hawaii
there's nothing wrong with that.
Or state. 70s TV programme. Yes, Hawaii 5-0. That's why it's called 5-0, because it's the 50th state. I'm correct, aren't I?
Yes, well, I don't know about the Hawaii 5-0 thing, but I immediately looked at the state thing and was just like, why did I even argue that? I don't know that.
Oh, come on, Richard. Listen, that's what I'm paid for. You know, my job is arguing stuff that I don't have a flipping clue about. I'm going to be on Sky News on Sunday morning doing the papers, right? I won't have a clue what I'm talking about, but I'll be putting up a good fight. I'll be arguing on behalf of idiots all over the place.
Is anyone watching at 5 o'clock on Sunday morning?
Well, no, I'm up at 5. I'm on at 6:40, 7:40 and 8:40.
Oh, okay.
And if anyone's watching, I don't know, but it pays okays. As long as I'm not on with Ann Diamond. If I'm on with Ann Diamond or someone else, who I might actually be on with, so I've got to be careful. If it's Petri Hoskin, I like Petri. Me and Petri get on and we have a giggle and we lower each other's seats when we're trying to make important points. We do. Watch, the seats will go down during the thing. Anyway, yes, go on.
I'm aware of the irony of phoning up and admitting I'm an idiot and then claiming someone else is an idiot. But have you ever seen an internet comment so stupid that you can't stop thinking about it?
Yeah, many, many times. Whenever Kaf sends me an email.
Shut up.
There's one familiar that I read, and I read it about 7 o'clock this evening, and I just can't stop thinking about it. There's a news story on the Metro about a man who worked in Wetherspoons and he won £4 million on a scratch card on his lunch break.
Oh, yeah.
But then he went back to finish his shift before, you know, going and claiming the prize.
Yeah, of course.
And the comments are mostly saying, oh, you know, good on him and congratulate him on his win. And then there's a man who has a Union Jack as his Facebook picture.
They're often the worst kind, or the flag of St. George, and they claim to be a proud patriot.
And he says, newsflash, he has to go back and finish his shift, but you Muppet.
You are Muppets or you Mothers?
He's just like a genius troll.
Well, he wouldn't. Contractually, he'd have to go back. Otherwise, it would be a very expensive court case.
Oh, yeah, I imagine he would have lost that afternoon's wages.
Well, yeah, the comments, I mean, if you really want to go to a godless, soulless place, the comments section on the Daily Mail website, it really is just, you know, full of the dregs of society who've just managed to pull themselves up to the...
Google for Daily Mail articles on a specific topic just to read the comments there.
I tell you what, maybe tomorrow... thank you for that. Maybe tomorrow we'll have a little look at the Daily Mail comments.
There's another one I really like. Guardian has a fashion editor called Jess Cartner-Morley.
Yeah.
And she does a What I Wore This Week thing with a picture on it.
Wow.
And the comments under that are just horrible.
Yeah.
Really horrible.
Well, what she wore this week?
It'll be like blue shirt.
Oh.
She's standing there with a blue shirt on.
And you get paid for that. We get paid for this.
It'll say underneath, stand up straight. Why are you walking like that?
Oh. Mm.
Yeah, it's really nasty.
Deary me. Let's go to line one. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Say flipping heck a lot, it's a euphemism for flipping, you know what? Ian Lee and Kath are flipping foul mouthed flippers.
Thank you very much indeed.
Right,
line
well.
Two, line two, you're on the wireless.
Hello there.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm actually on the show now, or I'm just talking to somebody else.
You're actually on the show now.
All right. Well, you're a bit delayed because I'm watching you on...
Right, well, turn off the radio and turn off the Periscope and get rid of all that stuff. We don't need any of that stuff.
What, That's what I'm on. Periscope.
There we go. That's
Periscope.
It. And, are you on anything else?
Hello, yeah. Hello. All right, I'm a massive fan of yours, right? I've been listening to you for about 20 minutes now. And I've
hang on. But, I'm a massive fan. I've been listening to you for about 20 minutes. Flipping heck.
20 minutes, man. Hey, well, if you can make someone a good fan in 20 minutes, man, then there's something good about you, isn't there?
There's something going on, yes.
Well, I think, actually, it might be that girl in the corner. You need to put a light on her. That might be.
He's got your accent, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has a bit, yeah.
Yeah, she's nicer. Yeah. You're a bit of a knob, but anyway.
Okay. Hang on.
No. I like you. I've seen you on Big Brother, man. I like you.
I'm not sure I like you.
I've got a question for you.
I don't want to answer it.
Right, go on.
No. I'm not having that. Yes, Line One, you're on the wireless.
Right, it's a good job you've answered. We've got problems here. Hello? Oh, yeah, well, I've got a media law exam at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I need a crash course in what you can and can't say on the radio.
Right. How do you want to establish that?
Just hit me with things, anything. We're just desperate here.
Right, well, you can't libel anybody. You know what libel is, don't you?
Yeah, like saying something that's not true.
Yeah.
So
you can't libel anyone.
And you know what the three defences of libel are, don't you? That's box standard stuff.
Yeah.
So what are the three defences?
Slander. No. Innuendo.
What?
Hey, no, well, that's something else. That's defamation, isn't it? Oh, dear.
I think... that's a dangerous game, isn't it?
So dangerous.
That is a dangerous game. Line two, you're on the wireless. Ooh.
You can't imagine so many monkeys in the Daily Mail, all of them coming anonymously, so they leave no trail.
Yeah, you've not got the rhythm, baby. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Hi, Ian, it's Nelson from the Norfolk.
Hey, Nelson, how you doing, man? Every time I fall for that. Every time I fall for that. I've been falling for that for about 10 years now. Jeez. Don't worry, Periscopers. Only you heard that. I dumped
it. And me.
And Catherine. I dumped it. It's a dangerous game. That is a dangerous game. It's very...
Especially in this studio.
Yeah, I know, and nothing works.
Did he give you a free song?
Turns out this is what the show was going to be. I completely forgot. This is what the show was going to be. Mm-hmm. Terribly sad story about an 80-year-old lady driving into some girls.
Yeah.
Terribly sad. Gosh, I mean, really, really, really sad, right? And all suffered terrible injuries. Very serious injuries. But it brings into question again, and the judge is saying we need to look at older drivers. Now, this has been my thing for years. I mean, this is where the Do You Drive Jeff comes from, right?
Yeah.
But this has been my thing for years, that once you get to a certain age, and this woman was 18, I don't particularly want to talk about that case because it's horrific, but the thing in general, once you get to a certain age, your skills, your physical skills and your reflexes...
Yeah.
By definition, are not going to be what they were when you were 20 or 25 or 35. My reflexes now, I'm 43 next week, jeez, as a middle-aged man, are not what they were when I was 25, but not what they were when I was 30, not what I were when I was 40. I mean, this is what the whole show was going to be themed on, I've completely forgotten. I do think that when you get to, sort of 67... You should have to do a driving test every 2 years and have like a medical.
And you know what? It's probably for your own protection as much as anything else.
And every time I mention this, people get so angry and so upset about it. But it makes perfect sense, doesn't it, Line One?
I guess it does. Got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Last week you played a Japanese rendition of Twist and Shout. Who was the band?
I don't know. I don't know, and I can't find it.
Because you called them the Japanese Beatles or the Japanese-les.
Well, that was the Japanese. Okay, it's Kabuto Muishi Gaiden. I don't know if that's this.
bump. And the album is Japanese Beatles covers. I don't know. Bump, bump, bump. That's the one. I've got a much better Japanese album of Beatles songs, though, which I must put onto this computer. I haven't got it on this computer. Line two, you're on the wireless.
Hi, I'm just taking orders for the morning. Will you be ordering the full set breakfast?
I don't actually know what a full set breakfast is. Could you tell me what's in it?
There's a man who is the brother of a man with a soft R.
Let's end it there, because that could be a dangerous game. I've got a much better album of Beatles Japanese covers. Remind me, send me a text to remind me to bring it in and put it on the computer tomorrow. But you've got to send me the text early because I'm going out doing more LOLs tomorrow. It's good, this series of LOLs. It's a good series. Good series.
Around what time will you be available?
Send it to me
textually.
Before. Send it to me before two.
Right.
Did you hear the Radio 4 programme on Paul McCartney?
No.
It was good. What's it called? Master Tapes. So it's a series, they interview our pop singers.
Let me look it
and
up.
And then McCartney. I listened to it the other day, it was good. Then I went and listened to an album from early 2000s that I really like, Memory Almost Full. And at the end of it, there's an interview about that album. And he tells one of the stories that he told in this thing, word for word, about getting a mandolin.
Mm.
But it was a good listen. It was a good listen. I like McCartney. I mean, his voice is gone, but he's 73 now. Although Dolenz's voice
is beautiful.
Oh, steady on, fella. That's it. That's your lot. We're done for another night. Go to iTunes or your usual podcast provider. Type in Ian Lee, I-A-I-N-L-E-E, and Talk and a Podcast will appear. Catherine, thank you very much.
It's Ed, all right.
Thank you very much.
No
Dear
worries.
Listener, thank you very, very much indeed. Till tomorrow at 10, ta-ta. Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation. Talk Radio. Give it some lift.